participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
There'll be no mollycoddling.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK. 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And Mike O'Mara.
F you, Rob.
Thank you, Robbie, and Helen. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday, February 27th.
Yes. Oh, that's a good way to start the day.
Here's the phone numbers for your instant access from anywhere in America. Our toll-free number, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., home station, WJFK, number 202-432-1067. And our second home, WNEW, New York City. Your special number, 877-692-1027. Yes, he's the man on the can of Ensure.
Yeah.
There he is, radio's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
He really drinks Ensure.
Yes, uh-huh.
Not kidding about that.
And it tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's a young person's drink.
It is. It is now.
All the kids are drinking Ensure.
Yeah, he wants to be healthy.
You just watch.
All the kids down at Paul the Sixth High School, they're hanging out in the corner by McDonald's smoking their cigarettes. They're not drinking the Mountain Dew anymore.
No, they're drinking Ensure.
They're drinking Ensure because they've heard that...
Ensure they get the vitamins and minerals that senior citizens need.
That's right.
Hipster Buzz Burbank is drinking it.
Drinking it. That's what they heard on the show.
But you can see it's giving Buzz the energy to say F you, Rob, in the first 5 seconds of the show. Yeah.
Look at the difference already.
Look how tough he is today. He's wearing his Castro outfit.
He's looking
tough.
He's looking bad today.
Yeah. Listen, all I can say is hello next. And today, for the first time ever on the Don and Mike Show, the next, I've arrived already at the radio station.
We got some Knicks in the lobby.
The first ever Redneck Olympics. Part of the Olympics will be held outside.
Yes.
The WJFK radio station.
Right.
Some of the Olympics will be held inside the radio station.
Ah.
Some lucky individual today and, lucky kinfolk will be crowned the number one redneck, and that person will win serious, serious money. Yeah, $1,000 from the Dish Network.
Wow.
165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH. The Dish Network supplying the $1,000 for the winner of the
Redneck Olympics.
Yeah, and they're gathering, and it's going to be a very exciting competition. And like any competition we do out of doors, Mother Nature has cooperated magnificently by bringing us 20-degree weather.
Yeah, yesterday was 70, today it's like 20 degrees outside, which is why some of the events will be outside.
Yes.
Some will be inside. Some of the outside events will include the tobacco spit.
Excellent.
Also outside, hubcap throwing.
Very good.
Also, we'll be checking out... your rigs, your rides, your hoopty mobiles, your pickup trucks.
Very good. Yeah, we're just totally subjective. The most rednecky vehicle.
Also, at some point, there's going to be one of the categories, and I guess, Buzz, you might as well start writing these down.
All right.
We're also going to have the general overall smell.
General, all right, now how many categories are we going to have? Because I guess at a certain point, we have to organize this. We have to actually put the categories down in order, and everybody's going to have to give a grade in each category for ye.
Okay, now let's see.
Just a good old boy.
We got the tobacco spit.
Right. Late Wailing
check. Never mean it, no.
We got the hubcap toss.
Right. Is this going to be distance or accuracy? You had said both yesterday. Is it going to be accuracy?
Yeah, I believe accuracy.
Okay.
Then we'll have an area that
we'll
they
target.
Have, yeah, that they have to shoot toward.
Very good.
Then you're going to have the overall smell.
Right. These are the subjective categories.
Then you're going to have most, least teeth. Oh, yeah. Well, that's when we'll have inside the studio.
Okay.
Least teeth.
Is that a legitimate category?
What?
Is that going to be a legitimate category, least teeth?
Yes.
All right.
Also, we will have most tattoos.
Most tattoos. Right. You said that one yesterday.
Most tattoos. Oh, we're going to have a special category, most Confederate tattoos.
Okay, so that'll be an added bonus category.
Mm-hmm. I think would it be too much to say most, like, skull and crossbones tattoos?
No, I think if you talk tattoos... You get into
all right, so
you know why don't we I here's how we can solve this. How about most rednecky tattoos? You can't, like, if you come in and you've got the well, but see, they're all tattoos are rednecky. The barbed wire's rednecky, even the Japanese, the Chinese lettering.
Listen, let's just have the two categories. Most tattoos, most overall tattoos.
Do you want to have most Confederate flags displayed?
No,
including tattoos?
No, because guys will run out to the local store to load up. It's got to be...
So how about, if you count one tattoo... for every tattoo with something to do with the Confederate flag, you get a bonus point. So it'll be 2 points for Confederate tattoos.
Okay. Confederate tattoos count too.
Double points.
Double,
all right.
Double. It's a double winner.
Mullet? We still looking for mullets?
Yes, we got the mullet category. We have, we mentioned teeth.
Right.
I think that might... How many we got there, Buzz?
What you have is the spitting contest. You've got the hubcap throw.
Right.
You've got the most tattoos.
Right.
You've got which involves the most Confederate tattoos.
Uh-huh.
You've got the vehicle, the redneck hoopty,
mm-hmm.
the least teeth,
right,
and the worst overall smell,
right, and mullets if you want to,
and mullets
that one.
If you want to,
and that would
one,
be what
two,
eight
three,
categories,
four, five, six, seven categories,
seven categories,
and the best mullet,
right?
And the smell was in there. I'm sorry, it is.
Now it's on the list.
So we will add up some of these will be objective scores. Some of them will be subjective.
How about one other category?
Uh huh.
Most kinfolk you brought with you.
Most kin.
Yeah.
Most kin you brought with you.
Okay. You could conceivably add a point for each kinfolk.
Bonus
which would be a completely, which would be the complete objective grading system.
I've seen some of the necks who are out there already.
That are solo flyers.
It's just them. They don't have any kin with them.
Yeah, and those two, I'll tell you, if it's the two guys out in the lobby that I saw, I think that they can be challenged. They look more yuppie than, they look more prep school than rednecky.
I just saw another redneck coming in. Excuse me, it's the dumbass reporter from the website.
Oh, that guy, that kid. The Hobbit, new Hobbit.
He might as well enter the contest himself.
Lord of the Rings coming in.
That's right. So next, listen, here's the deal. Normally we toss you aside, we ridicule you. We call you white trash and worse things. But today, our doors, our double wide doors, are open double wide.
We salute you. Then we're going to pay you money.
Yeah, $1,000. Redneck Olympics will start it very soon. Show up here at Dynamite Radio Station, 10800 Main Street in Toothless. Fairfax, Virginia. We'll start it momentarily. We're set outside with the microphones.
Very good.
We've got mobile microphones to walk throughout the radio station with.
Very exciting.
We got it set. It's happening.
Yeah.
So show up and we'll get this thing underway. Now, also today on the show, we've got to continue with the rating of the women.
Yes.
This is something we got to wrap up because we have a truncated week. We got the Redneck Olympics today. Tomorrow we're doing the entire show from an RV.
Yay.
As we drive around the Washington, D.C. Beltway, giving away money, saying thank you for listening to the Donna Mike Show. Thank you for giving us the great number one ratings.
Handing out money.
And our brand new time slot. And I think you're going to love this, the fact that the station, the company Infinity, that is too cheap to pay for the Arbitron ratings, which we are thanking people for back from when we could actually
thank them,
when we could actually, you know, legally get the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They're too cheap to give us $1,000 from petty cash to give away. So tomorrow, the first thing we're going to do in the RV is go to a money machine. Where? Oh, you already got the cash?
Yeah. I didn't know we were doing it that way. You told me yesterday to bring in cash.
Well, I'm grateful you got the cash. I'm gonna stop. Mike's gonna put up $500.
Wow.
I'm gonna put up $500, and the first stop we're gonna be making is at a bank where we are going to ask for $1,001 bills.
Oh,
or maybe we'll ask for $901 bills. And
Rob, who's the caretaker of the cash? Lisa?
Give it to Rob.
Rob, all right.
Or no, you know what? No, give it to Lisa.
Yeah, if you give it to Rob, it'll end up being $450.
Give it to...
I had a tax I had to pay.
Give it to Lisa. And then we'll say... Anyway, Elwin, the show tomorrow, the free money show, sponsored by Subway, 7 subs.
Lisa, come in here and grab my money.
With 6 grams of fat or less, Subway, eat fresh.
Yeah.
That's on tomorrow's show, and then we're off Friday. We'll have a major announcement for you tomorrow, incidentally, about the show. Tell you why we're off Friday and what's going to be happening on the show on Monday.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? What are you doing, honey? What are you doing?
I want this money.
Now, what is this? I thought we were going to have the playful Mike and Lisa game again for a moment.
No, Lisa and I have been having very, very civil conversations this week.
Shut up.
Good.
Ass.
Okay.
All right. See, it's better.
Thanks for dressing up.
Hey, right back at you, kiddo.
Oh, what an ass.
So, what a silly ass.
Silly ass she is.
What a silly ass she is. So tomorrow we're doing, anyway, the Drive Around the Beltway show. So one of the things that we've got to firm up before we, no pun intended, before we get out of here.
We got a driver?
Yes.
We do have a driver, and Mike... You're looking at him.
No, it turns out the driver has been provided.
Oh, we do have a driver.
Let me say so, because that's a recipe for disaster.
What, with Rob driving?
Yeah, we'd end up being only able to hand out $4.
Well, now, the deal is, I certainly don't want the pressure of driving this car.
No, you're not driving during a show. That's never happening again. That's one of the things we did in the old days. I don't see that ever happening again.
And listen, okay, mister, I'm going to drive 100 miles an hour to get to the train station.
One time I was late. I had a reason for doing that.
And what? Well, hold on, mister. I drove on the sidewalk. I almost ran over some protesters.
I was late.
Okay. You're not driving either.
Okay. I'm perfectly willing. My only concern was the equipment in the back, which I'm working to rearrange.
I put us both out of the running for the driving job.
Right.
Then I said, well, how about Rob? Because I certainly know that at least with Rob driving, it would be the equivalent of having an old lady drive.
Yeah, it would be a safe drive, a safe trip.
But they have supplied a driver. So so the great news is that we'll be able to just do the show.
Very good. That's good. And the you know, with that cash money, we'll have some sundries that'll be included in the RV.
Oh, you mean are we gonna have booze?
Well, I'm thinking of this.
Yes.
It's
yes.
An unusual show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a happy day tomorrow.
Yes, we are going to...
very happy day for the show.
We're going to stop and get foodstuffs, and then we're...
Certainly about time for that.
We are going to stop at a liquor store.
Very, very good.
And we're going to buy booze, and we're going to have a happy day driving around thanking our listeners.
Very exciting.
For the number one ratings, and, you know, if we happen to get bombed, well, we're not driving.
That's right. Exactly.
And we're not doing the show from the station, and we're not doing one of those dumb, hey, we're getting drunk to show you the dangers of driving drunk shows. I mean, it'd just be, you know, we're just going to party a little bit tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I'm just realizing, now I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
Why?
No, because I'll ruin everything.
Why?
That buzz talk for something for a second.
because I'm serious about this.
Okay, all right, hold on.
All right, tomorrow, a very big and exciting day for the show. We can't wait to get out in the RV. Mike apparently wants to do a little partying as well as a little eating as we travel around the Beltway, giving out money to say thanks for the great ratings in Washington, D.C.
Listen, Mike, there's no problem with that, with the fact that you're talking about driving around with open liquor, that's against the law.
He loves to do
that. What we can certainly do is stop and have a picnic.
Yes.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll make frequent stops.
Yes.
We're going to be doing that anyway.
We could certainly stop and have a picnic by the side of the road.
Right.
Have some cheeses.
I think I really would like to urge people to listen to tomorrow's show because I think you're not going to be disappointed.
I think you're going to like it. Besides the fact that we'll end up having the caravan following us, and if it's anything, we've only done this one time,
and we don't get mad at the caravan when we're doing this show because we get mad at it when it's some ass that's just really trying to f with us,
following us home from bowling or something.
Yeah,
incidentally, I got to tell you, I do have sad news that tonight the bowling has been postponed. You're fighting gutter balls, Dynamite gutter balls. The bowling tonight in Laurel, Maryland had to be postponed.
We will reschedule.
Sorry, we'll make that one up as soon as we possibly can. So we've got all this stuff happening on the show. Bottom line is that must do today, finalize the re-rating of the women 2002.
I have a feeling that we have left a lot of women out.
And at one point we're going to ask you guys to call in and tell us who we've left off. And I'm sure that a lot of you haven't heard us rate the women, that a lot of the questions you're going to have are women who, in fact, have already been rated.
Right.
So it might be, it's kind of going backwards in time. What we're going to end up doing is we're going to wind up with the top 50.
Mm-hmm.
Your top 50 pieces of ass for the year 2002.
I was not real happy with my top 10. I wasn't.
Really?
The way it stands right now.
I like it.
I'm not thrilled to death with it.
Well, you got to stand by your ratings.
Well, no, I know. But, I mean, what I'm saying is I know that there are other women out there that I haven't thought of that we've got to rate that could move into my top 10 quite nicely.
And what we're going to do then is make this list available to you, the home consumer, in two different forms. Either the cheaply printed mimeograph form, which we will gladly send to you.
Suitable for framing.
Or the equally cheap laminated wallet size edition.
To keep in your wallet for handy reference.
So anytime anyone ever says to you, hey, what about, for instance, what about Jillian Barbary from Fox NFL Sunday? You could immediately say, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Don and Mike average on Jillian Barbary is a 7.4.
In the case of the ratings where we both agreed, the type will be bold to indicate the definitive rating for the model.
Meaning that there is no, for instance, I'll give you Anna Kournikova. And again, I would eat the corn out of her kova. I gave her an 8.3. Mike gave her an 8.3. What that means is
she is an 8.3.
All you dumbasses out there, I'm sorry. Your opinion simply doesn't matter.
We have agreed, and when that happens, it becomes etched in stone.
No argument.
And there is no, she is an 8.3.
When Mike and I agree on the ranking of a woman, that's what it is.
Which is a marvelous grade, incidentally.
Yes, it is.
An 8.3 is one of our stronger grades.
And again, I love the fact that what we're doing is simply rating these, and it's something that I'm proud to tell you that we started before the stupid magazines like FHM and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're rating the women simply on their physical beauty.
Yes.
Although in a few cases, their personality has added to their downfall.
Of course. Or in case of certain people, it's added points, too. Because I think Bonnie Bernstein would not be your traditional woman on a list of this kind. She wouldn't be there. But the fact that we've known her and met her and seen her in person. Remember when she came in with the USA t-shirt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
USA.
Sat in my car.
Yeah.
I've never armor-rolled that seat since.
Don't ever do it.
I never have.
Terrific.
This is just a little, just a slight feminine odor. It was just months ago, and the odor.
The pleasantest kind.
To this day, yes. Fresh as daisies, Buzz.
Yeah, right.
Mm, like, buttercups, that's what it's like.
Incredible. Like those little animated butterflies that fly up when you hit the seat.
Hello, Donna Mice Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay, I have some suggestions for the contest.
Oh, the Olympics? I think we're all set, but sure, what do you got?
You could give extra points for those who have NASCAR or WWF tattoos.
No, I think we're locked into the Confederate tattoo.
No, and there are some like myself who enjoy the NASCAR, and I don't consider myself to be a NAC.
Yeah, but I would say that somebody brings
additional points for gun rack.
well, we're not going to do any more additional points, but if somebody brings down a car and there's, say, a gun rack with a big number 3 in the window, I mean, that'll be
That wouldn't help.
Because we're judging,
I mean, it wouldn't hurt.
We're judging the car subjectively, best car. Right.
So no points for a picture of their double wide with the truck camper on top and on cinder blocks?
No.
Just let it enjoy.
Just thank you, my friend.
Great.
Bye-bye. See you later. Here they go around again. Around the corner. There's your Dale Jarrett. There's your Tony Stewart. There's Jeff Gordon. No! And God needed another driver, so Dale Earnhardt is not racing today at Talladega.
Oh, you're disappointed.
Ye NASCAR fans. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Don.
Yes. Hi.
How are you going to have the Redneck Olympics on one of the last days of Black History Month?
Sir, listen, as we said yesterday, there are such things as black rednecks.
Black rednecks.
Yeah, we had a black redneck call us yesterday, wanted to participate.
Black rednecks are certainly welcome to join us today.
That's like an oxymoron.
For the Redneck Olympics. No, I think you would be surprised how many black rednecks there are.
Right.
And I know that we're going to have at least one show up today because he called yesterday. He was adamant about being included.
Mm-hmm. And Robert was here in the lobby, the angry mailman, just looking angrier than ever. I mean,
he's just
greeted me with a, hello, Mike.
He's just here because we can't get rid of the guy now. We let him on the show once or twice, and now every time we do something, he's showing up.
He's forever, I'm afraid.
But you can't have a black guy with a mullet.
Well, no.
You can have a black guy with a cowboy hat.
You sure can, and you can have a black guy with a... I'd pay good money to see a black guy with Confederate flag tattoo.
You're not going to see that.
But
don't think you'll be seeing that.
Still, you could have your black rednecks participate in the tobacco spit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the hubcap throw. Yep. They could certainly have the best redneck vehicle.
Least teeth.
I think you could certainly say that a black redneck could have the worst smell. Possibly the only category you're right that a black man would be at a disadvantage would be the best mullet, but a black man could certainly show up with the most kin.
Yeah, and I think that we can judge a black man's hair and see if it's a kind of a rednecky do.
Because listen, if we're stereotyping here that the white man is the redneck, well,
right,
we can certainly stereotype that day. A black man might have more kin.
Yes.
Especially if he plays in the NBA, he might have more kin than, perhaps in cities throughout the country.
So we're being all inclusive today, of course.
I'd be curious to find out how some of your other contestants would feel about you all saying that you could have a black redneck.
You know, you just won't let it go, sir. You seem very, very disturbed.
I'll give you this. Probably a lot of the rednecks who are going to be competing today probably would be happier if the contest was for white only, because that's part of the unspoken redneck creed.
The redneck way.
But
it's just not going to happen.
Right, it's not.
And you know, you don't do a contest worrying about what the contestants are going to think.
I understand that, but I'm curious as to then why this contest...
Are you black or white? Are you black or white?
Black.
You're black.
Okay, and we're having this contest, as it turns out, during Black History Month, because, hello, now listen, doofus, the Olympic Games ended 2 days ago.
That's just a play on words, though, with the Olympics and the redneck.
Can I ask you a question?
Why not the Black Olympics?
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Is there an outside shot that if we continued this, if we kept this going, that you'd be on the phone for 4 hours?
That we would finish
the show and you would go from one argument to the next ass?
No, not at all. I just wanted to get my question out.
So if we had the Black Olympics, for instance, what categories would you suggest we would have?
Now, you all are better at that.
No. I'm asking you. Because you said, why don't you have a black Olympics? And I'm saying that by saying a redneck Olympics, we're not limiting it just to white folk. So what events...
Best walk.
What events would you have for the...
Best pimp step.
Yeah, the same thing, kind of the best pimp step walk.
Best attitude, best lingo.
Well,
best lingo, that's... You know what?
How about most pieces of fried chicken?
You could go to the stereotypical, but you're just doing the
farthest
for the redneck.
Spitting a watermelon seed. How about that, huh?
Do you have
any? You asked for some, I gave you some.
Well, I think, frankly, as we discuss this right now, that could be a the Brother Olympics. But you know what?
No.
When you do the Redneck Olympics, you're doing a play on the Olympics. When you're doing the regular, Olympics, there's so many talented black athletes that it's just kind of, it's kind of odd.
You're thinking about it too much. And listen, give me this. Tell me any other white radio show, and let's face it, we're a show for all people, but we're all white.
I respect that.
Tell me any other white radio show that has done a Black History Month feature for at least 5 days out of the month.
Oh, no, and I'll give you props for that.
And we have another Black History Month feature today. Now, granted, we were late to the party. We didn't start until February 22nd. February 22nd.
Right.
But at least we're standing up and we are representing.
True that.
We're representing.
True that.
Right, but then here you come with the Redneck Olympics right at the end.
Now, the Redneck Olympics seems to be bothering you.
Listen, it's just an untimely, I guess it's an untimely set of circumstances.
I have a theory here. Can I throw a theory out?
Yeah.
And I'd like you to listen, my black friend, that the Redneck Olympics are designed to entertain the brothers. And by having it during Black History Month, we will be making fun of predominantly white people today.
It's a slippery slope you're on there, Mike.
Well, you know something? It's the slope I've chosen. It may be, and you know what? I feel like I'm on a black diamond.
Black, white, F you. See you later. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Friend.
Goodbye.
Gee, was trouble.
Toodaloo ass. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello. Will Mr. Rob be riding with y'all tomorrow in the RV?
Rob Spivako, the whole show, we'll all be in the RV tomorrow.
Me and
Mike and Buzz and Lisa and Rob.
Gail.
Yeah.
Bill,
and what?
Can you put Rob A. in the back?
Can we put Rob A. in the back? Why is that?
I don't want to hurt y'all when I ran my vehicle into it.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, there he is.
We'll have Rob in the back. Let's see if Evan is there. Evan? Evan, are you there?
Yep, I'm there. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, I got a couple of events that could be going for the Redneck Games.
Okay.
First of all, the moonshine tasting event, and afterwards you play music on the jug.
Have we mentioned that we already have our categories?
No, but it's all right. I mean, you know, again, that's a Redneck stereotype.
EMW is what it is.
What is it? Yeah.
Troublemaker Wednesday.
Yeah. No. You know, you got the pig squealing events.
No,
I'm
happy with what we have. Thank you, though, Evan.
Thank you, really. Thank you for getting into the show. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ass.
Mike, you mentioned the slippery slope.
Yes.
I think that would be good if we ever did the China Olympics.
Oh, my God.
The Chinese guy Olympics.
You're on, Mr. Spicoli. You're on dangerous ground there.
Hey, let's go to Mike. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, there are black rednecks. Who's the biggest black redneck of them all?
Who?
Carl Malone.
Yeah, because he's a big trucker guy.
Yeah.
Right.
No ass, Carl Malone is a black redneck.
That's an absolutely brilliant example.
Country
singer Charlie Pride would be another.
I think Earl Campbell
was a black redneck.
Absolutely. He had that whole thing with the chewing tobacco and the stupid cowboy hats.
Right.
But I think this guy's got it right. Carl Malone, first off, he's outside of the other members of the Jazz, he's the only black man in Salt Lake City. And he has like a trucking company.
But he's got a huge, very successful fleet of semis.
And he also he wrestled on TV once on the WWF or WCW or something.
Sure. It's what he likes.
Yeah.
It's good.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Good observation. Let's go to Andrew, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how about a few extra points to the person who has the most clothes from the Marlboro catalog?
The most clothes from the Marlboro catalog.
Haven't thought of that one. Pretty damn funny, though.
That's good.
Yeah, because you really, now I think of those, like, members-only jackets where you see the Marlboro logo.
You know the next, you save the points. Save the Marlboro points. And how many times have you gone like to Ocean City and you've seen them?
Yeah,
where they have the Marlboro beach bag and the Marlboro beach towel and the big umbrella.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
That they all got from the points. I think we're going to stick with the original categories, though.
I think when I was a country disc jockey, I did some judging contest for bands or something that was sponsored by Marlboro, and they went around and they had these ladies with these big tubs, these big plastic tubs with the single gift pack cigarette samples, where they went around and you had like four cigarettes in each one and they'd hand them out. It was all sponsored by Marlboro.
Yeah, I remember the good old days when, seriously, I think now they'd get mad if you did this, but back in the day, back BM, before Mike, when I was disc jockey, I would actually give away cartons of cigarettes.
But we did that. That was one of the first things we did, actually, was giving away. We gave away cigarettes.
I remember doing it when I was back playing records, when I would just say, I'm sorry, you've not won the grand prize, but let me give you a carton of Winston's or whatever.
Very exciting.
And the why wouldn't they let you give away, well, cigarettes today?
I'm not sure. I think we probably could. There might be some rule. There's so many rules.
Hi, Joe.
I would win the Marlboro thing because back when I smoked, I got the tent, the beach towels, the hat, the backpack, the flashlight kit, the off-road kit, and the carry bag.
The oxygen
all
man.
Of it. Joe Archer.
How many points, Joe, do you think you you amassed your Marlboro points?
I smoked about 10,000 points.
10,000 points.
When I quit, I was 3 packs a day.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And wow. Who would think people that like cigarettes would be interested in camping gear?
Oh, they love to camp.
Oh, Vicks love to camp, Rob.
Sure, the camping's bit. Camping is one of the biggest redneck activities known to man.
You get ye out to nature. You don't have to worry about modern conveniences.
See, because when you're camping, you're one step closer to hunting.
That's true.
Hunting for some victuals?
Right.
You're outside. You don't have to worry about those pesky daily modern routines like bathing. And
I went out camping with my friends one time, and there was a guy that didn't like me because I took firewood from his space, his place, because when we all arrived there, I arrived there with my, you know, with my sweater tied around my neck and my sailor's cap. And I got out. I said, what is this camping thing? And I went over, and I thought that all these people had their tents set up, and I thought that the logs were community logs. Well, no.
Oh.
This guy's name, and I think his name was John, and John was a redneck, and John didn't like me. And started giving me crap. He'd had a lot of beer to drink and said, what are you doing taking ye log from me? And he was a friend of a friend of a friend.
Oh, dear.
And they said that I said, hey, I'm sorry. I thought it was like for everybody. No problem. No problem at all. I'll put it back. And they say my attitude was so much with him that he went into his tent and got out his .22.
Oh.
Oh, man. They said he was that drunk and he was that angry with me. But rednecks love camping.
Yeah, you need to be friendly to him and just say, how you?
How you?
How
Hello,
you?
Jim, Donner's Mike Show. Hello, Jim.
Yo, I take offense to the fact that you say anybody that saves the Marlboro points is a redneck. I yeah. saved them, and I am not a redneck.
No, sir, listen, I'm afraid you are.
No, I am not a redneck. I refuse to say that I even...
I think he's
I don't
got
even own a cowboy hat. How can I be a redneck?
I think he's got a valid point. I think All he right. might fit into the larger subcategory, which is white trash.
Okay, well then...
All right, maybe I fit into that category.
Okay,
you know what, I... Let's go one step further. Irish white trash.
Irish white trash. Some of the best white trash.
I would have
That's
to,
it.
I would have to agree because, as I was saying before, I am a NASCAR fan.
Right.
I don't consider myself to be a neck, but I guess in that way, I'm plain white trash.
Do I still retain my crown as the most rednecky guy on this show?
Wait, because I like NASCAR, I might be a redneck, too? Wait a minute, I might have to relook this.
No, you're white trash.
No, I might be a redneck, now that you mention it. Marlboro Miles... Let's see, NASCAR. Yeah, I might be a redneck.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Later.
Welcome. You know what? You know what, Mike? I think
I moved out of it, haven't I?
I think you have. I think you have.
Yeah.
I think I'm the most rednecky.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
you've
I
taken the crown away from me. Mm-hmm. When I was hanging around with all my speedboat friends, remember?
Yeah.
Then I was like, I was prime rednecky.
Oh, you mean especially that one, the fat guy?
Yeah, Rich.
That guy.
Buddy Rich.
You liked Rich, too.
I
think Rich went to jail.
I did.
Ooh. Shocker.
Yeah, no, I think he went to jail.
Shocker. He
not
went
for a long
jail.
Time, but like, I think he did like 2 or 3 years. For like
not 2 or 3 years is not a long time.
I'm not sure. Maybe a year. I haven't heard from him. I'd love to hear from him. I think he might have had some tax issues.
Uh-oh.
But he had a speedboat.
He sure did. It was a big one.
Big boat.
We were on that boat one day.
Big boat. My redneck friends were water rednecks, which are, you know, you go down to most
like
major...
Deliverance.
No, you go to most major marinas, and you'll see a whole different category of redneck. Water redneck.
You've lost a lot of redneck chips. You haven't been to the Iron Skillet in a long time?
No, I haven't.
And how many years since you've been to Myrtle Beach?
Quite a while, but I'll tell you this. I think I still count because of where I live. For now.
Yeah.
Yes, but very soon.
Right, yes. Soon I'm going to be moving to the...
The anti of that.
Yeah, I would say so. About as far away from that as you can get.
I mean, you know, where you're talking about moving to now...
I'm moving probably from Prince William County to a trendy, hip, Arlington type thing.
Yeah, very, very happening location.
Yeah,
for your bachelor pad in the sky.
Yeah, and so that's going to move me further away, and you're going to continue to watch NASCAR and do very rednecky things.
Well, hold on. I think the only redneck things that I have
I laugh thinking about my history, though, because I was.
Yeah.
I mean, my friends were all rednecks.
The finest buffets all knew the name Mike O'Mara.
Here's all I think that I have. I have the NASCAR.
Right.
I think I've got WWF.
Right.
And the fact that I like that stupid Toby Keith song.
Yeah, you like the country music.
I do like some of the country music.
Do you have any Western... How many pairs of Western boots do you have in your closet?
None.
Mm. I would have six.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that counts, too.
You might win.
Yeah.
You still wear them? You still might win.
I wear them when I'm thin.
Okay.
So I haven't worn them in about a year.
What would that have to do with?
I wear them when I'm wearing jeans that are smaller.
Oh, I got you.
They look good with jeans that are smaller.
Say, you're fat. Your feet don't get fat.
Yeah, well, mine do. A little.
Okay, do they really?
Yeah, tip of my toes to the top of my head gets fat when I get fat.
Okay, well, listen.
I'm like the Michelin man.
Hello, next. Let's call it. Let's get a word from Colette at the front desk to see how many necks we got. I saw a big fat guy in overalls coming in.
I had a cousin who shot another cousin. I ever read that.
Tim
McWilliams?
Buzz throws these. Tim McWilliams?
Yes.
What, are you on the front desk?
Yeah, I'm helping out Jessica because she's a little indisposed right now.
Ah. Hey, let me ask you a question about Jessica.
Yeah.
Have you got a good look at her today?
You know, I passed her in the hallway.
Do you think that... Do you think she's wearing like one of those push-up bras today?
Like I said, it was a passing glance in the hallway there, Don.
You know what? Tim will never give you anything here. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Tim, we got some rednecks out in the lobby?
Dude, I mean, are there any left?
Okay, so it's a very crowded lobby?
Yeah. All it's right. It's starting to get a little bit funky in here.
All right, thank you, Tim.
That answers that.
Thank you, Tim. All right, so we'll start the Redneck Olympics in a moment. Why don't we just, let me just call Jessica.
Okay, very good.
And just, what's her extension, Ralph?
She's looking, we would all agree, looking fetching today.
Yeah. Very strong.
She's not on the list. She hasn't worked here long enough to be on the list. She has a very tight sweater on today.
Mm-hmm. She just looks marvelous today, and
she does.
Commenting.
This looks very nice.
There you go, try that.
And we were having an in-house discussion about Jessica.
Right.
We've had Jessica on the show before.
She's a very good friend of the show. Wonderful woman.
Very nice lady. Maybe she's at his desk. Maybe she's not at her own desk.
Her boss's desk?
Yeah.
Hi, you've reached desk.
Well, I can find his number.
Let me see, Jeff. Jeff, 800. Gotcha.
Yeah, I almost went there. I wasn't even thinking.
One of the hardest things for me to honor.
I almost...
Oh, wait, now Terry's pointing down the hall.
She's at the front desk? Okay. Well, someone asked Jessica. Rob, go get Jessica.
Okay.
Just bring her in here for a second. Let's bring her in, Miss Congeniality. She really is.
She is very sweet, a very nice person.
One of the nicest people at the station.
Comes out and cheers.
But frankly, she should know that when she wears a tight sweater like that to work,
it's distracting. In a good way. In a very good way.
And
it's all complimentary.
Sure. Tim told us she was at the front desk. Apparently, we didn't even realize that.
Passing glance there, Donnie.
Apparently so.
He goes to practice singing his Beach Boys.
Tim owes us a sing, incidentally.
Yes, he does.
Here she is now, Jessica Biel. See what I mean?
Looking a little self-conscious.
All right, well, there's no...
Well, she is around us because she knows we're...
Yeah.
We're pranksters.
There's no need to be self-conscious.
No, we're pranksters.
No need.
A wonderful person.
But she simply...
She is. One of our favorite people here at the radio station.
Beautiful Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hi.
Okay, now, listen, I'm just going to ask the question that every guy in the building is wondering today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What you're wearing, is that a Wonder Bra? Is that a push-up bra?
No, neither.
It is neither.
Gentlemen, then I simply say...
So that
we just then please just accept our applause.
I guess I should say thank you. I'm a little embarrassed.
Okay, it is a compliment. And really, I think I speak
incredible!
For the...
Incredible!
I think I speak for the entire room when I simply say... Wow.
Okay, now I'm going to go put on a jacket for the rest of the day and wear it in the building.
Don't.
I'm sorry, please don't.
Don't.
Please, you know, morale around here in general, in the country, has been low for many, many months. And, on behalf of all the men here, please don't. Don't do that.
Okay?
Thanks, Jessica. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Just be yourself.
Bye-bye.
You know, Jesus, it's a compliment.
Be proud.
I think while...
Booyah! Hey, Rob.
Oh, stop.
Run, Rob.
Oh, don't do that.
Run, Rob.
Come feel
why don't
this.
You, why don't you go take it out the rest? Come put
it. Oh, my God.
Let me just show you what's happening.
Why don't you wrap that in some wax paper and take it out to the lobby? Because I got no interest. There might be some takers out front.
My gosh.
We might have to put Jessica on our list, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
She might have to be one of the women that we rate.
Very nice.
Nice lady.
Wow. Very nice lady.
Well, listen.
Lady. Rob, you'll have to tell her that you know we mean that only in the best possible way.
Oh, I'm sure she knows.
Now, I mean, she knows we've seen the sexual harassment video. She knows we've seen it. Everybody's seen it.
Yeah, we really follow that by the textbook.
Yeah, she should be in it.
Well, listen.
Hey, this is comedy radio. It's a different...
Let me just say...
It's a different purview.
She dresses for work in the morning. She knows what she's doing.
That's right. I disagree. That's what I think. That's what makes it kind of wonderful.
Innocent.
But I don't think that there's a...
Nice.
I don't think there's that real agenda. Because I really think that
you don't think she looks at herself in the mirror and goes,
"No, she looks.
Wow,
look, no,
look at this."
No, because that's her. That's her, you know, and I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm
not complaining, folks.
Show me breasts.
I ain't complaining. All I know is that
man, the video.
And listen, Dad.
That's funny. It always
sexual harassment.
Yeah, it always gets back to the video.
Yeah. Still haven't seen that.
The video.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
Yeah, she is. She is beautiful.
Yes, she is.
She is truly beautiful.
You are completely discombobulated.
Let me just say that to the other women of the station, you should try as hard. perhaps we wouldn't bestow so much time and energy on lovely, wonderful Jessica if the other women around here just tried that much harder to make themselves look good for us.
That's true.
You know, we come to work here.
Right.
For God's sakes. You know, 10 years we've been coming to work at the same place.
Right.
You fix yourselves up when we're here. You know, I mean, I walk in this place most days and it's like,
put a new coat of paint on us, it's still going to be us.
Right. Can't polish a turd.
That was very brutal.
It was.
But it wasn't directed at anyone specifically.
Nobody around here.
So why should anyone be offended?
No one would be offended.
No one at all.
As a general rule, that we'd like to treat all women with the same irreverent causal tones that we treat Jessica with.
Amen.
Just the rest of you, you know what? You don't work hard enough at it.
Well, I don't think they care about having anything to do with this show.
Frankly, I think most of them don't care about their personal appearance. Oh, dear. Most of the women who
we
work
are,
here.
You know, really, we are really down in the trench, and I think the walls may be falling in pretty soon.
No, we're fine.
We're way down here in the bottom.
They'd agree with
shovel,
you.
Shovel, please.
I mean, I think, I don't think that there's a lot of time spent on beauty before a woman comes to work here.
One would say for the men, the same thing holds true.
Oh, yeah.
The vast majority of the men. And you know what? You could be an exception to that with your shiny outfit today.
Well, I got
to
meet...
You're looking spiffy today.
I got a big grown-up meeting after the show.
Buzz has his Fidel Castro shirt on today, and Rob and I are dressing like we dress every day.
Right.
Basic comfort.
So anyway, all right, we got a break. You're right, because I'm going down a slippery slope right now.
Watch out.
I sure am.
Ooh, man, that's cold.
Yeah, it is.
Let me end this on a positive note.
Good. Right. That's a good idea.
Let me just say that I think that, for instance, Julie. Julie does a fine job of the upkeep.
She just walked by.
She's lovely. I didn't even
see
her.
And really, if you find a nicer person I've worked with in my radio career, I don't think that's possible.
I'm just talking about she's put together.
You're heading down that. You're really, you know, and now we've said nice things about two women that work here. You're kind of heading in that direction where you're going to mention a name in a bad way.
No, I'm not.
Horrible.
I'm only going to mention good ones.
Okay.
I'm also going to think that
we have to mention Tammy Sachs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you see. Yeah. I mentioned Tammy Sachs here.
And I think my girl Terry every day works on making herself look beautiful. Now, if you're not on that list that we've just mentioned, well, then you might want to think about something.
Absolutely.
You might want to think about it. Because God knows Mike and I primp for you every day.
We do.
We show up here. We want to look as pretty as we can for the women who work here.
Yeah, that's right.
We sure do.
Absolutely. It's always important.
Oh, and the other, I forgot the...
All the waxing and buffing you two do.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean,
training.
Beauty is an effort.
plucking.
Mm-hmm. The other Julie,
mm-hmm.
of course, Julie Aurora.
Oh, well, come
on. Used to be G. Gordon Liddy's secretary.
And there's the award winner there.
Yeah, she...
perfect 10.
She jumped off that good ship, Titanic, and is working with us again.
Yeah. Very good.
Top of my short list.
Well, she couldn't be hotter. What is her phone number? Let me give her a call.
Is she working here now?
She's
a wonderful woman. Very supportive.
Oh, got her on staff. She got the hell out of the world of Liddy.
One of our best employees.
Yeah, I mean, just...
She made it to the lifeboat?
I think today, if I'm not mistaken, she's wearing a red top.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Julie Aurora.
Mm.
They're running down the hallways with copies of the videotape for us.
Thank you for calling the G. Gordon Liddy Show. This is Julie Aurora speaking.
Time to change the
tape. I'm usually here Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please leave a clear message with your name, phone number.
Make sure it's clear.
Brief message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
I think
thank you.
We understand what clear means, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Little hearing.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're
finished,
hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Okay, sure.
Julie, this is Mike from the Don and Mike Show, and I wanted to say you've never looked lovelier. Keep up the good work. Here's Don. Hi, Julie. Damn, you're hot. And we're happy to have you here at the radio station. Nice sweater.
Look at you.
She does have a nice sweater on today.
She does.
I saw her before the show.
Toodaloo.
Oh, well, you almost call her that?
No, not at all. Would never want that. Now, she's probably heard that now. Change the message on your machine.
Very good.
Toodaloo. Bye-bye.
Okay. There she goes.
You know what they say.
What?
It's impossible to ignore a Julie Aurora.
Julie Aurora's on 7-0 for you.
Ah, man.
Oh, did she hear our...
Julie.
Really?
Hi.
Hi, hey. did you hear our tribute?
Yes, what brought it aside? I thank you very much.
We are just talking about women here at the station and our favorites, and you're on our favorites list.
Oh, how sweet. You're on my favorites list, too.
Julie, you the other women, and I mean this, could take a hint from you.
I thank you very much.
You fix yourself up. You look nice every day. You're pleasant. You smell great. and furthermore, am I right or wrong? Today you are wearing a red top.
Yes, I am.
See? You always notice.
Now keep up the wonderful work.
I thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks. There she is. The wonderful Julie Aurora.
I'm glad we did that.
There she is.
I am glad.
That was nice. Julie. Julie Aurora.
Did you get her anything for her last birthday?
A lovely camisole.
Okay. Rob.
Clear the lines now. At 877-365-3636.
Oh, my God.
We got to do the Redneck Olympics today.
Yes, we did.
And you know what started all of this talk was about the rating women.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I liked where it went.
Which we never got to, the rating women. Be the 100th caller now, okay? And win a American prize, American pies. I don't know. We'll be back. Call. Dial recklessly. Call now. Call.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fly 2, which is the best version to get.
Yeah, we'll see what happens to the 5M.
It premieres on pay-per-view March 1st. You enjoy it now, available on Comcast, In Demand, and Cox Cable. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hold on a second. Well, last I've heard, there are approximately anywhere between 5 and 500 rednecks around the building.
Very good.
There are also rednecks who are driving here, including the guy who called yesterday and said he was going to bring his monster truck by.
Now, what is our ceiling for contestants? Because there are time restrictions involved here.
We're going to do one break here, maybe one more break, and then that's it. So you got to be here by the time we start the competition.
Very good.
Which will be, I would imagine, in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
So if you're a redneck, you're planning on participating, get ye down here.
We do have a regular Wednesday feature to get to, and I did want to real briefly get back to the rating of women. So, you know, a lot of guys out there are hanging on this, really.
Sure.
Every day we get calls from people saying, how come you haven't finished the list?
Yeah, and the other calls are people that want to make sure that we put their women on the list.
I think, as I go through the list, I can't think of anyone that we've not rated. We thus far have rated 62 women, and we've not rated any dogs. I mean, we've not gone out. I mean, we've got some women with low ratings, but we've
have
not.
Have we rated Penelope Cruz?
We have not.
Ah.
We have not. Let's start. I'll tell you what I think of that little Chihuahua dog. That's, she doesn't do it for me.
Me neither.
She doesn't do it for me. She's a 3.
Yeah, I'm going to give her a 3.8.
3.8 for Penelope Cruz.
Because I think she's kind of hot when she, you know. When she gets all dolled up,
yeah, I don't know. Plus, I got the whole I got the whole thing with her, you know, ruining Tom Cruise's marriage. I don't really care about Tom Cruise, but I feel bad for Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do it. I don't know. I don't like her.
I love Nicole Kidman. That's for sure.
I don't like her as much as you do.
Yeah, I think
obviously
I'm kind of like grateful to Penelope Cruz for putting Nicole Kidman back on the market. Now there's a chance. right.
Here are the current averages among all women as of yesterday for Mike and myself. Here's your top five.
This is the combined top five list?
Combined top five.
Okay, we didn't have that yesterday.
Hottest women of 2002. Number five, Charlize Theron.
Oh, good.
She is an 8.2.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Anna Kournikova. She's an 8.3. Tied at number four, or at number three, depending on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, there's a three-way tie here for number two.
Really?
Number two, number three, and number four are all 8.3s. That would be Brooke Burke,
mm-hmm.
Halle Berry,
mm-hmm.
and Anna Kournikova.
Wow.
And the number one hottest woman is Elizabeth Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley maintains her top spot.
Now, my top five is drastically different than your top five.
Mm-hmm.
My top five is, and I stand by this, although I look at it in print,
yeah,
and I can't believe it, but I stand by it. You know what? I watched a little of Pay It Forward last night, mm-hmm. and even when she's dressed like a whore, I still stand by it. Number five to me is Helen Hunt, because I believe that there's an inner beauty to Helen Hunt.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That's what it's all about.
Number four is Anna Kournikova. Number three, Jennifer Aniston. Number two, Britney Spears. Number one, Elizabeth Hurley.
Very good.
Mike's top five. Number five, Bonnie Bernstein. Yeah, that sounds goofy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think she's a lovely woman.
Number four, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Number two, Charlize Theron.
Mm.
Number one, Brooke Burke.
I sure like my top four.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and I, you know, Bonnie Bernstein's a pretty lady, but it's because I knew her that I rated her maybe higher than I should have.
On our combined list, keeping in mind that...
What's the rating I gave Bonnie Bernstein?
You gave Bonnie Bernstein an 8.5.
Good to know.
I gave her a 7.6.
Okay.
Of the women that we have rated together, I can give you various points where you could figure out who's where. For instance, number 20, if you'd be interested in who's the, you know, if you want to see where they really start going downhill.
Yeah, who's number 20?
Our ratings together, the 20th hottest woman, as far as we know, is Kelly Ripa. Kelly Lee Ripa from Live with Regis and Kelly
Lee.
She's
a hottie. That's good.
Woman number 30 on our combined list is Cameron Diaz.
Okay, that's good.
Woman number 40 on our combined list is Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that might be a little bellwether right there.
And woman number 50 on our combined list is Jill Hennessy.
Jill Hennessy, the reporter?
I don't know.
No, the actress from the TV show Crossing Jordan.
You gave her a 5.8.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, she's pretty.
Let me see. Here are the women right now on our combined list that are bubbling under.
Okay.
These are the women
that are off the top 50?
These are women who are just on the bubble behind the top 50 on our combined list.
The bubble.
The bottom, let me see. 51, Lisa Kudrow.
No problem with that.
52, Liv Tyler.
No problem with that.
53, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
54, Pink. 55, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Overall combined?
Yeah.
Overall combined right now, the woman with the worst score right now, The combined loser is Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City.
You know, I will tell you something. I watched one of the reruns of Sex and the City last night, and it's a scene where Cynthia Nixon is at a fancy cocktail party, and they had her hair lightened, and it looked... She looked as good as she could possibly
she
look.
Can. Yeah, I've come around on that. Mm-hmm. So let me just tell you, say I'm with you.
So we got to be missing some women on that list.
Let me give you now my bottom five, just
right.
Bubbling underneath the top 50. For me, 51, Nelly Furtado. 52, Sarah Jessica Parker. 53, Pink. 54, Jamie Lynn Sigler, Tony Soprano's daughter.
Right.
55, Natalie Portman. Mike's bubbling under five. Number 50, Liv Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Number 51, Liv Tyler. 52, Pink. Actually, on your list, Lisa Kudrow is number 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have Liv Tyler at 51, Pink at 52, Renee Zellweger at 53,
good.
Reese Witherspoon at 54, and Sarah Jessica Parker at 55.
Very good.
And right now, combined... Here's your bottom five ugliest women as we've done it thus far. Combined. We have 62 women. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 58, your fifth ugliest woman is Andie MacDowell.
Ah, yes.
Number 59, your fourth ugliest woman is Jamie Lynn Sigler, Tony Soprano's daughter.
And when we say ugly, it's really, it's just, they're just at the bottom of the beauty list.
Right. Yes. Number 60. Oprah Winfrey.
Mm-hmm.
Number 61, Drew Barrymore.
Ah, very good.
And number 62, last place, Cynthia Nixon.
Cynthia Nixon, there she is again.
All right, let's see, who are we forgetting? Let's open this up to your call.
If you call, we feel it's a valid rating, we will rate them, and who knows where they could end up.
Brian, hey, Brian, who have we forgotten? Keep in mind, a lot of times people are going to call and the woman will already be rated.
Right, right.
Hello.
Brian, who would you like us to rate?
Donna Mike, first time caller here, so I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous, please.
Okay, but one suggestion that I'm going to give a candidate. Janet Jackson definitely should have been higher.
We've got, we do have, she's already been rated, though.
And listen, okay. It's our rating. All we're asking for right now is there anyone that you think we should have rated who we have not?
The singer Shakira.
Shakira? I don't even know who Shakira is.
She's all over TRL. She's a hot Latino blonde.
I have seen her.
What is the song?
The song, Naked Underneath My Clothes, Whenever,
hey,
Wherever.
What did I give Janet Jackson? I gave Janet Jackson a high grade.
Hold on. Let me find out. You gave her a 7.8.
That's a good grade.
And that's a good grade from you.
And I gave her a 6.8. What's wrong with a 6.8?
Where did that fall?
Overall, Janet Jackson is rated number 17.
Okay, that's not bad.
Top 20, man.
Uh-huh.
Listen, man, I would have rated her higher, but she looks too much like Michael.
Yeah, but every sister looked like her brother.
You know, I'd love to, I think Shakira is a big enough celebrity where we maybe should rate her, but I'd love to see, like, a picture of her right now, because I can't.
She's super hot.
She's a hot girl.
She's super hot. All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
I'll write it down. Someone will get us a picture of Shakira. Joe, get us a picture of Shakira off the internet, please.
Excellent.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, hi, Don and Mike Show. Sean, who do we miss?
Hey, you guys missed Lara Flynn Boyle from The Practice.
Ugh, I'd be glad to rate that bitch.
You guys don't like her?
Lara Flynn Boyle, I'd be glad to rate her. Let me see.
She's like a stick figure.
I'll give her 0.7.
I'll give her a 1.8.
Okay.
Come on, guys, she's not that bad.
No, listen. No, she's just, and besides, she's... You know, she's had Jack Nicholson.
It's our list. Yeah. I mean, you wanted to throw it out. We put her on there.
We rated her.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi. Who are we forgetting? Who do you want us to rate?
No, it's not that you're forgetting. I called the other day and I pitched Pink. Now, in my opinion, Pink, she's not attractive. But I was wondering if it's voted on. Like, did you ever see her in the Moulin Rouge video?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I think I saw a little of that.
That's
in the making of, because they have that on
Christine Aguilera. Yeah. I've seen her, but listen.
Right.
No,
if you see her in that, That's a totally different vote than if you've seen her in our last video or maybe in a magazine. And I was wondering, is all of this voting that you're doing based on your last impression in your mind that you've seen them?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Pink, my last impression of Pink, she had a little Tori Spelling look going.
And my impression of Pink is her looking in the mirror with a goddamn hairdryer, you know.
I love that song.
I totally agree with you.
Yuck.
I was curious on how, because my last impression is, well, what I keep in there anyway, is the Moulin Rouge, and that she rates real high.
Yeah, all the women look real funky.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. We're simply looking for women that we haven't gotten to, so that no one calls us when the list is done to say, hey, you forgot so-and-so.
And Joe's getting a picture of that Shakira right off the internet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I've got a name for you.
Who?
Calista Flockhart.
Come on, are you serious?
No, he's not. That's why he's laughing.
Thank you. Remember, it's the hottest women of the year.
That's it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I got going for you. Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Oh, now there's one we should have rated.
Oh, absolutely. She's the hottest of the hot.
I'm going to have to see a picture.
I'm going
to
give Jennifer Garner from Alias.
Mm.
Christ. She's a solid 8.1.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to have to see a picture.
Mm-hmm. Get Mike a picture. Mike, I think you'll agree.
Thanks, Mike.
Jennifer Garner from Alias, right. She's a POA.
Is it Gardner or Garner?
Garner. It's Garner. Yeah. What did I say? Did I say the other
King
one?
Garner's daughter or something like that?
No, I don't think there's any way.
Now, just hold on a second.
I don't think there's any way that she came from James Garner.
You're going to be throwing around who my daughter is and who she is, and you're going to be in big trouble. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hello.
Can I do that? I mean, I'll go ahead and do that. If you.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys.
I'm too stupid
to
do it.
What is the dynamic? What's going on
here? Well, Lisa came in and I said, well, I mean, if she's going to use the screen
don't use the screen. I need the screen for phone calls.
That's what I thought.
Get the picture somewhere else.
That's what I thought.
And just print it out for Mike, please.
Way to go, D.A.
Okay.
what is she doing?
She just came in and she looked like she was going to go get these pictures by using that screen. I said, well, if she's going to do that, I can easily sit here and do that.
But you need
that for your other phone calls.
Yes, I need the screen.
Yeah, I knew that.
Thank you.
That's why I didn't ask in the first place.
Okay, toodaloo ass.
But I'd need those pictures.
Hello, Don and Mike, who's this?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay.
Zach, how about Sandra Bullock?
Is she even rateable anymore?
Oh, sure.
And she's taking up space on our list.
Yeah, I agree. Not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it.
Thank you. Not happening.
Johnny, punch one up, dude. Let's see what's happening. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, who are we forgetting?
Angela Bassett.
No, another past tense. Not relevant enough. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this? Who are we forgetting? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who are we forgetting?
Mira Sorvino?
Well, she is in that movie. She's in that goddamn Sissy Spacek movie, I think.
Yeah, but I think she's right in the Angela Bassett.
Yeah, sorry. Has been, sorry. Yeah, that's a My Cousin Vinny girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, never forget
No, that's
her.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh.
The movie that she was in was, I'm trying to think. She won an Academy Award.
Romy and Michelle,
yeah, with Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, no, she's hot.
Yeah, but I mean, she's
Vino is like turbo
hot. But I mean, she's not contemporary enough. She's not.
No, I mean, I don't think she's rateable.
Yuck, I meant not for this year's list.
What was the, and she was in an Alien movie, too. She was in some kind of.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's how good a movie it is. It really stuck in my mind.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
All right. I got two for you here. Rene Russo.
Nope.
All right. How about Blackie Parrish's wife?
Rebecca Romijn Stamos. Yeah, she's already been rated, I believe.
Have we rated her?
Hold on.
And can I ask, really, can we get women that really... We're talking about that, you know, that supermodel, young actress category.
You know what, this guy? Okay. Good for you. Yeah. You got one we have not rated.
Rebecca Romijn Stamos. Right there in the wheelhouse.
All right, go ahead, Bob.
I'm going to give her a 5.8. Sorry, I mean, it just doesn't... I watched her on Letterman the other night, or maybe it was Conan, I forgot. And,
I remember her in the X-Men. Mm. Even though she was wearing that funky makeup, I got to give her a 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Very good.
Hey, guys, one more. If you're going to do Oprah, you got to do Star Jones.
Star Jones.
Oh, no. We're doing Oprah just because Oprah is Oprah.
And if we're going to do anybody from The View, it's going to be Joy Behar.
Let me see. All right, let's think about teen stars that are nearly grown up.
Okay.
How about Jessica Simpson? She's 18 now.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson, very rateable.
Jessica Simpson, I would give her a 4.6.
I give her a 6.1.
How old is Mandy Moore?
She's a teen, you know, older teenager, like 17, 18.
Mandy Moore, I'm going to have to go with
4.2. Same here. Definitive grade.
4.2.
That's it for Mandy Moore.
Hello,
bold lettering.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
How about Tara Reid?
We've already rated Tara Reid, sir.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It's tough to keep track of everybody on the list.
Yeah.
Do everything.
Hello, here comes our producer, Lisa, and you have a picture from Mike of Sharika?
Shakira.
Shakira.
Shakira, excuse me, Shakira.
Oh, wow.
And there's the picture.
Wow.
And there's the picture of the girl from Alias.
Oh, that's two of Shakira.
Oh, both of them are Shakira.
Oh, wow. What did I give Bonnie Bernstein?
I can do that.
It's irrelevant.
I can do that before I give the grade.
No, you can't.
I can do that after I give...
I'm not doing that.
All right, what are you going to give Shakira?
Pass it over.
Here are the two pictures of Shakira.
Give her a 7.9.
I'll give her an 8.5.
Gotcha. There's your grade for Shakira.
It's a big grade for Shakira. I mean, she is beautiful. Is.
She's kind of whorish. Kind of panander.
Say that like it's a bad.
I mean, I've seen the video. Now that I see the girl, I've seen the video.
Yeah,
the guy's right.
Much better face. Than
on TRL a lot.
Much better face.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, Donna Mike?
Hey, who are we forgetting?
Did you guys get Sofia Vergara?
Who?
Who?
Oh, she's on those the Latin channel all the time.
No. She got to be mainstream, my friend. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. All right, let me try this one. Hi, Johnny, let's go there. Hi, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello, Donna Mike.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Who are we forgetting?
You guys are missing the two hottest news anchors in the country, Paul Azan and Lori Du.
All right, now I'll give you this. The girl Lori Du, that's the girl on the Fox News channel?
Yeah, she does the updates on Fox News and Fox Sunday, and Paul Azan defected to CNN.
Okay. The Lori Du girl, I'm going to give her an 8.
Wow. I can't rate her because I don't know who we're talking about.
She's hot. Paul is on. I don't...
Mike, watch the news, goddammit.
What news show is she on?
Fox News.
And I've probably seen her. She got big, thick lips.
Yeah, she got big, thick DJ lips.
Is she like really like a...
She's hot.
Like a platinum blonde with big, thick lips?
Goddammit, she doesn't belong in news. She belongs in porn.
Okay, you know I think I know who you're talking about. I'll give her a 4.1.
Oh, what are you thinking?
Because I know who he's talking about.
Oh! You're killing me with that. All right.
Paul Azan doesn't deserve to be rated.
Don't kill him with your crosswords.
Paul Azan doesn't deserve to be rated.
All right. Paul Azan's out of it. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this, please?
Hey, what's up? Hello?
Who's this? And Lisa, you got the picture of the Alias girl for him?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you give her, Mike?
2.
You're asking me.
That's the picture I'm working with here. I can't even see her.
Let me see the picture.
Right. It's an Essie picture. You can't even see her.
You can't tell how...
No, I can't. Not with that
you
picture.
Can't
with
tell
these
how
pictures,
hot Jennifer with, Garner is
with
from this
these
picture.
Pictures, they're marvelous.
All right, you stand on Faggot Mountain alone if you're going to give Jennifer Garner a 2. You want to give her a 2? Really?
No, but I don't. But I need more information. I need more information.
You know what?
With good conscience, that's just not a picture that I can base it on.
I could rate her off this.
But you can rate her because you've seen her and you have a preconceived notion.
I if she was someone I had never seen, I could look close at it. Just give it some thought. Look close. You can see her face.
Okay.
You can see the outline of her body.
10. No, I'm sorry.
What do you think, really?
I don't. You know, it's hard to. She has a beautiful body, but the face, I really can't get a beat. She looks like she's got in very great shape. So let me give her a 6.5.
That's probably what you'd give her.
All right, good. Okay. That was just a difficult. These two were perfect photos just to get a real feel for the.
Hello, Madonna and Mike.
I wish I watched more. Stuff.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to put in Stacy Keibler from the WWF.
Ah, Stacy Keibler. Interesting.
Yeah,
you know what? Yeah, let me go first on this one. Stacy Keibler, I watched WWF the other night when she came out, and she was with those two blonde guys wearing diapers or something like that. And she's very statuesque. She is very, very long and lean, and I think she's a stunning woman. I give her a 6.6.
I got to give her a 4 or 5.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, that's valid.
You just asked. I don't know. She's a 4'5". Right.
Hello, Don. I know there are women out there that we're missing. I know there are bigger stars out there. Hello.
Hey, this is Jose, and you guys forgot Ananda Lewis.
Ananda Lewis.
You know, Ananda Lewis is a serious piece of ass.
Is she worth rating? Is her show going to be on much longer? I mean, I know she was on.
Sure, but I think
she was on MTV for a long time.
I think she's extremely attractive.
Really? Rob, what is she? Mulatto? Octoroon?
I think she's African American, but she grew up on a Native American reservation. But she's
How old
is she too?
Probably about 27.
What would half black, half Indian be?
Technically a mulatto, I guess.
A mulatto.
I guess.
Let me see. Ananda Lewis.
You boys.
The American.
I give Ananda Lewis a 4.7.
I'll give her a 7.5.
And remember, folks,
this episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Oh, your discretion is advised.
My God.
You heard it. All right, thank you. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Speak to us.
Yeah, who's us?
Yo, guys, it's Jim. What's going on?
Jim, who are
we? I had two of them, but one of them went away before. I think Calissa Farquhar just so she could be number 100.
No.
But how about Edie Falco from The Sopranos?
I'll rate her. I'll do it. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I would do Edie Falco.
Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat.
I would give Edie Falco, and I mean this, seriously, I think she's a solid 3.5.
And I think she's a solid 1.0.
Okay.
1.0? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
No, wow, you're out of your mind.
No. What? What do you mean? I do Edie Falco. There's something about
her. I do Edie Falco in a heartbeat.
You want to do
I do Tony before I do Edie Falco.
You want to rate Dr. Melfi?
Dr. Melfi?
Yeah, all right. That's it. That's another good one.
Lorraine Bracco?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll go first. I'll give her a 1.1.
I'll match that.
There you go. That's great.
Later, guys.
See you later.
At least she was, you know, she was over a one.
Mm-hmm. I'll match that. So that means that's a perfect grade. No one can argue with
that's
us
right.
about that. Let me see. Where am I going to? Oh, Johnny. Hey, John. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you get Heidi?
Heidi Klum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's great.
We got her right.
Great idea.
Okay. Yeah, she's the supermodel type we were thinking about. Heidi Klum. Heidi Klum's 7.4.
9.8.
Thanks, Mike. I knew you'd get it.
9.8.
Yeah, like I got it wrong. I'm the dumbass that got it wrong.
You bouncing up and down.
How about Grandma Soprano, as she is now?
Oh, baby.
Oh, for you.
Wow. Baby. So at least she's a perfect woman. Just lie there, won't do anything. Well, she won't give me any lip.
Not a thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, sorry if you've already gotten her, but how about Bridget Wilson?
Who's Bridget Wilson?
She's Sampras's wife there.
Oh, and she is hot. Damn it, I wish I had all these women in my mind. I don't.
Oh, I do.
All right, we'll put her on the list.
All right. Is your internet working over there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wonder if occasionally you pop one up.
All right, Lisa, if you have new information, bring it in. Lisa says we have a new overall leader.
Really?
A change at the top.
We do.
A drum roll, please, Rob.
Sure, you got it.
I don't see how that could possibly be happening, but Lisa says we have a new leader. And we have to do a break anyway, so we'll continue this on tomorrow's episode. She's the new overall leader? Hold on, get on the microphone, please, honey. Wow. She's the what?
She's the new leader by 0.05.
Heidi Klum.
Wow.
Is the new hottest woman of 2002.
That's fine. I have no problem with that. She's gorgeous. She's absolutely beautiful, and she's a swimsuit model.
Wow, I can't believe that. Elizabeth Hurley got knocked out on number one.
Wow. Yeah.
What did I give her? I know I can't
go back now.
I know I can't go back and change
it. I knew that was going to happen, too.
Oh, I have you. Have you, mister. I want to see what I gave Bonnie Bernstein first. I want to see what I gave Bonnie Bernstein where you just set me up.
Set me up.
That bitch set me up. Bitch. Where's that Marion Barry tape? That bitch set me up. I think it's under B, Rob.
I think the list is much more balanced now. I think it's a good looking combined list now that we have.
My girl's not number one.
I just didn't think Elizabeth Hurley belonged at the top of the list, and I'm glad that the combined list is now. You know, Elizabeth Hurley is going to be in the top 10, and there will be nothing knocking her out of that.
Bitch, set me
up. You had to give. I forgot what you gave her, but you had to, it had to be like a mid seven. Yeah, and I had like to come in with a strong, but it had to be a woman that I wanted to give a strong grade to.
But you're doing the math in your head, though.
As best as my challenged brain can work.
God damn you! You're doing the math in your head.
Because I know you wanted Elizabeth Hurley to stay at number one.
Me off.
How do you feel? Pissed off.
Okay. Pissed off. I like Marion Barron. Pissed off. Bitch set me up. All right, I'll deal with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a fine list. That's the important part.
There's always controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch set me up.
I want to call my lawyer right now. I mean, God, this will be with this guy. Bitch set me up like this. Ain't that a bitch?
Ain't that a bitch?
That a bitch
said. All right, we'll continue this tomorrow, okay? Or, you know, it's God, we can't start the new game Monday. Dragging this along.
No, that's true. But
this might have to be it. We may get back to it at some point during today's show.
Okay, I'm getting that nasty feeling like when I leave the house without something important.
I know, but we got the Redneck Olympics, and we still haven't read the Craig Wilson column today.
Very good. Okay,
so we've got to put it on hold for now.
Okay,
we'll come back to it at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. I promise. The necks are here. We're going to get to the Redneck Olympics. We got to do the Craig Wilson column.
Very good.
We got so much to do. My girl's not number one overall anymore.
Adieu, Elizabeth. Adieu.
Oh, F you. Adieu. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Kevin Costner's new movie, Dragonfly, hits theaters this weekend. There's no celebrity nudity, but you do get to see some very scary, saggy National Geographic boobage when Costner visits some jungle natives towards the end of the flick. It's the saggiest boobage on film since Jack Black in Orange County. Now, if you want to see some good nudity at the theaters, go see the movie Super Troopers. Swedish supermodel Maria Thornburg makes her movie debut playing a sex-crazed German car thief. The bad news is she's only in a few scenes. The good news is you get a great look at her Swedish meatballs during a funny scene at one of the Super Troopers' apartments. My DVD pick to click this week is a new release called Maze. The movie is about a painter with Tourette's syndrome played by Northern Exposure's Rob Morrill. Gorgeous redhead Laura Linney, who last year was nominated for an Academy Award, has a long, well-lit, fiery red full frontal scene posing for a painting 31 minutes and 10 seconds into the flick. Now that's rolling out the red carpet. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right, what does America love?
Critics love snacks.
Oh, critics love snacks. So does America.
Ignorant.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we've not forgotten that today is the Redneck Olympics. We're going outside in our next break. All the necks are here. Mike tells me the monster truck is here.
Yeah, so a big rig with big tires.
So we're going outside in just a second. Tomorrow on the show, we'll start the show here in the studio, but during the first break, we'll actually make our way to the RV, which is nicknamed, no lie, the Grey Goose.
And then we're going mobile.
Wow. Tomorrow is a way of saying thank you for the great ratings and our in-time slot here on WJFK in the midday show. You gave us fantastic ratings, world record ratings. We're going out tomorrow to thank you the only way we know how, and that is by paying you off.
Absolutely. Handing you money.
We are doing... In conjunction with all kinds of agencies and satellite stuff, we're going to be broadcasting from an RV as we drive around the Beltway tomorrow. And we're going to be stopping at various exits and just telling people where we are. And if you listen to the show and you support the show and you're a fan of the show, you come by and we'll give you a couple of bucks.
Cool. And you should be able to move around the Beltway fairly well during the middle of the day, I would think. I would hope so.
I mean, it's not an astronomical amount of money, but we want to meet as many people as we possibly can and simply say, you know, hey, go buy yourself a big gulp.
Absolutely.
Get yourself a Slim Jim. Thank you for listening. That is tomorrow on the show, brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. That's tomorrow's show, and the whole show will be done from the RV as we drive around the Beltway.
Good.
We did this one time 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a technical nightmare. We're trying it again now that maybe the technology is a little bit better.
I sure hope so.
In 10 years. Either way, we're looking forward to it. Also tomorrow, big announcement about something happening on the show. Ooh. And then Friday, we're outie for one day, and we'll be back on Monday. We have the events for the Redneck Olympics that will be starting in a moment. The tobacco spit, the hubcap throw, best redneck vehicle, worst smelling redneck, least teeth, best mullet, most tattoos, extra points for Confederate tattoos.
Very good.
And the most kinfolk.
So we're going to really have to do a lot of tabulating out there. And, you know, everybody probably won't be able to participate in every category, but it's your combined score that will win you the money.
So as I'm looking here at USA Today, I guess... Well, as long as we're into Craig Wilson, I should just mention that I guess Rosie O'Donnell was doing a comedy show at Caroline's Comedy Club, and she came out, and it says now as part of her act, she said, "I'm a dyke."
Ah!
So I guess she's...
totally out of the closet now.
She's coming out.
Official.
But I think, let me see, she tackled Barbara Walters' interview with Anne Heche. And she said, what the hell kind of a train wreck was that when she was talking about the,
right.
You know, the whole Anne Heche thing. Rosie O'Donnell made fun of Barbara Walters' lisp and wondered why Anne Heche rambled on about being possessed. She couldn't just say I was a lesbian for 2 years. It didn't work out for me. Rosie says, I don't know why people make such a big deal about the gay thing. People are confused. They're shocked. Like, this is a big revelation to someone. Uh-huh. Well, I'd say, honey, here's why people make a big deal about the gay thing. Because you like feasting on the yeast. No problem. That's your lifestyle. But for 5 years, you've been on TV convincing the housefrows of America that you love Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman is breaking your heart.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to wonder why people make a big deal about it, it's because people don't come out, and more people ought to come out, especially people of stature. That's when you diminish the stigma. That's the way it works.
Now, she does... She does address the Tom Cruise issue.
Ah, okay. Yeah, here, get ready. Get the shovels out right now.
Now, this is a quote from Rosie O'Donnell. Okay?
O'Donnell.
I like calling her O'Donnell.
I've always liked the way you call her O'Donnell.
Here's a quote from her. Oh, but you were lying, the gay Nazis say. That's what she's referring to, the people who...
Probably the militant end of, you know, the gay organization.
The gay Nazis.
That are probably a little pissed off about the fact that she did this.
Oh, you were lying, the gay Nazis say. You said you liked Tom Cruise. I said I wanted him to mow my lawn and bring me a lemonade. I never said I wanted to perform a sex act on him.
Oh, F you. That's BS.
She said that maybe she would be gay enough if she did something unprintable to Angelina Jolie.
Ah, well, that's probably where she's... You know, she had a lot of hot women. She had a lot of hot women on her show also.
Sorry about that. And let me see. March 14th is when she's going to go on the Diane Sawyer show.
Ah.
She's going to tell us that...
Forget it.
Shocker, like we haven't known on along, Rosie.
Get information. If you're looking to get any information about Rosie O'Donnell, do not look for it from Diane Sawyer.
No. And
will not happen. She's the queen of the softball.
However, you know what? It'll be great because the day after the interview, you can be Diane and I can be Rosie.
Absolutely.
As a matter of
fact, we'll do the real interview the way it should have gone.
You know, the whole Tom Cruise thing, I don't buy it. Because I've watched Rosie with her whole...
No.
There's no one more beautiful than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, kissing his picture.
Singing to him on the show.
I mean, give me a break. And then the big hug, and it was all just a ruse.
Right.
It's complete crap. And I mean, really, that's you look to that, and if she's going to talk about people not making a big deal, well, that's why you come out.
Right, that's right. Yeah, I'm on the side of the gay Nazis there. Rob, let me ask you a question. You must be highly conflicted there.
Yeah.
Because on one hand, they're
right.
gay.
Yes.
But on the other hand, they're Nazis. Two groups that you don't care for. How do you line up on the topic of gay Nazis?
What I try to do is hate them equally for different reasons.
There you are.
There you go.
Very good. Nice
always
job.
The statesman. It's not easy.
No.
It's not easy. Always the statesman, Rob.
Very frustrating when his hate bumps into itself.
All right, now, Rosie is, you know... in the closet, although we know that she's out.
Right.
There's a gentleman for USA Today who writes a column every Wednesday, and he's way out there.
Well, I don't know about it. We've argued about that before. We've argued about that. You know, everything in this column, he never comes out. Coming out is saying, I am gay.
What about when he's written
about his partner, Jack?
Partner, Jack.
It just doesn't count. It's just not thick enough.
Really?
I'm looking looking for the column one day where he will come out and said, I am gay and I am proud.
What about when he wrote about the...
Those words exactly have to be in there.
What about the day when he read the column and he was writing about the young man in Midwest United States who's gay.
Right, right.
Who's
right.
Not accepted by his peers.
Sure, could be just a very sensitive guy talking about. I think Craig's column speaks to his sexuality. I'm looking for more, Don. You know, I'm always looking for him to come 100% out of that closet.
Well, Mike, you know what? Until I see it, I'm going to assume that he loves Poon. Like, I love Poon, but I'm telling you, as I read this column,
there are certain things that you have noticed in this column that would indicate perhaps he has an alternative lifestyle?
That he's a butt muncher. that's all I want to say.
Very good.
It's in today's USA Today. It's become a regular weekly feature on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
We've got the special music. The final word. By Craig Wolfen.
Readers can tell me where to go, but I'm still here.
One of the more interesting aspects of writing a newspaper column is that no matter what I say on any given Wednesday, someone out there will write to inform me I'm either brilliant or a fool.
I had a young reader email me a few weeks ago to say what I had written on Wednesday was beyond embarrassing. And for the sake of everyone involved, I should find a new career, and quickly.
I wrote back and told him I'd look around. But with the economy being what it is today, it might take a while. Especially since most places of employment are not eager to take on balding 52-year-old men who ask lots of questions about the health care benefits.
Perhaps startled that I actually had replied to his plea that I close up my laptop for good, he wrote back and took the opportunity to ask if I'd mind looking at some columns he'd written. He ended his missive with one more question. Any advice? Drop dead!
Came quickly to mind. But I didn't say that in print. We're going to have to be careful how things can be misrepresented in email. But I was so impressed with his moxie, I said, yes, I'll take a look. His columns weren't bad, truth be told. And I'd suggest that he keep writing. Not just to me.
Just not to me.
Oh, just not to me. Sorry, just not to me. Craig. Sorry, Mike. Craig. Just not to me. And feelings
like I've met. Maybe I'll meet him in a couple of weeks at the Irma Bombeck Writers' Workshop at the University of Dayton, the late humorous alma mater. Some 250 people from 29 states will gather to learn more about the craft of putting words together, how to get words published, how to touch readers' hearts.
I participated at the Bombeck Workshops last year. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just tell you, this is going to break out of character here for a moment.
Okay.
When I read this column before we came on the air, I thought, wow, he's got a zinger going here. And when he writes, you know, maybe I'll meet him in a couple of weeks at the Irma Bombeck's Writers Workshop. I'm thinking, wow, he's hit him.
The joke.
But that was, it turned out it's
a real deal.
It's a real thing he's really gone to.
That is scary.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Yeah, absolutely.
I participated in the Bombeck Workshop last year. And remember being bombarded with questions at the end of my session. How do you find your own voice? Where do your ideas come from? And feelings like I'll never. Does your mother ever get mad when you put her in the column?
I know I disappointed the crowd because I had no pat answers other than to say my mother only gets mad when weeks go by and she's not in the column. Writing, I confess, remains a mystery, especially to those of us who do it for a living.
So I'm always happy to hear when others have no answers about their craft or either.
Earlier this month, Meryl Streep was invited by the Smithsonian Associates to discuss her life and career at a question and answer evening in Washington. The moderator gushed that she was the best actress of her generation.
And then asked the Academy Award winner where it all comes from.
Her answer was perfect. It comes from New Jersey. She had no other explanation. Oh, Meryl. But maybe there's really no mystery at all. Remember the Australian who won the Olympic gold medal in speed skating just because everyone else fell down? Maybe it's nothing more than being the one left standing. The one still plying his trade. The one still plugging away year after year. Nothing
more than stage veteran Ellen Stritch, who opened on Broadway at her highly acclaimed one-woman show last week.
It was the voice you read. If you knew Elaine Stritch, the lady he's talking about, I will bring, Rob knows, I will bring you a picture of who he's talking about.
Don't you remember when Katie Couric did like 20 minutes with that old bag on the Today Show?
That's who he's talking about,
I used to get drunk every night of the week.
Wouldn't hit the boards without a little bit of a drink.
There you go. Trying to
forget. Stage veteran Elaine Stritch. Opened on Broadway in her highly acclaimed one-woman show last week. Comes on a bath when she belts out Stephen Sondheim's favorite song.
I'm still here.
And much to the chagrin of an aspiring young columnist somewhere out there in cyberspace, so am I.
Here he is. His little cat fight with his young reader.
I don't know what the column was 2 weeks ago that pissed the kid who wrote him off.
I'd love to read his hate mail. Wouldn't that be a joy?
Jesus Christ.
It would be delightful. But of course, that's the show he spends, you know, Elaine Stritch. Jesus Christ.
Maybe I'll meet him in a couple of weeks at the Irma Bombeck Writers Workshop at the University of Dayton.
Hello, you little fireball. I read your hate mail. It excited me.
Hello, may I speak to Mr. Michael Elston?
That's Craig Wilson calling.
Is there any chance that you're going to be going to the Irma Bombeck Convention? The Writers' Conclave?
I swear to God, I read that device the first time I thought, wow.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He's serious.
Sure, he goes there.
Serious. He goes to the Bombeck Workshop.
Right. How do you find your voice?
Does your mom get mad when you put her in the column?
She gets mad when she's not in the column.
All right. God love him. God love him. God love him. He's a queer little fellow. Craig Wilson.
Always enjoyable.
What a queer column that is.
And very strange.
A final word. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's our Wednesday get-together.
We're going in completely opposite directions today.
Oh, you bet we are. Now, is Joe outside?
Yeah, he should be.
Robbie, turn on the thing so that I can talk to him on the thing. Well, let's get some audio going here. Let's go now to Show Redneck Slow Joe Artinger.
Hello.
Howdy, Joe.
We're all set.
All right, how are the rednecks doing out there?
They're all here. We're all out in the sun having a good time. The monster truck is here. We've got a fine collection of baseball hats. We've got an Olympic torch.
Now, have all the rednecks brought their own chewing tobacco?
Everybody got your tobacco?
What's the Olympic torch made out of?
It's made out of PVC pipe and a rag.
Of course.
And a rag. Yeah. And glue.
Everybody got their own chewing tobacco?
Yep.
Everybody
got it?
Did anybody bring a hubcap for the hubcap toss?
Everybody got hubcap?
Actually, we only need one.
Yeah, we really only need one.
Yeah, it's accuracy. Just a
good old boy. Okay, let me see some of the... let's just real quick, Joe, let's run down the categories.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Let's run down the categories to make sure that everybody out there is set.
Good. Okay.
They need tobacco for the tobacco spit. They need a hubcap for the hubcap throw. We will be judging the best redneck vehicle. We'll be judging each of the rednecks to see who smells the worst.
That's right.
We will be having a judging for least teeth in the mouth. We'll judge for best mullet. We will be judging on most tattoos,
mm-hmm.
extra points for Confederate tattoos, mm-hmm. and we'll be judging for the redneck who brings the most kinfolk. So please make sure that all the necks know that that's the criteria we'll be judging on.
Okay, they're here. They hear you.
Okay, and right now, as I see, we had some guys show up who actually, we had some guys who were not old enough.
Right.
some guys who didn't realize that this was going to be like a 2 to 3 hour deal, and some guys who came packing.
Ah.
And packing all kinds of stuff.
Wow. Very good.
So did I mention the monster truck?
Yeah, the monster truck. So right now, tell me if the names I have are correct. We have, as our finalists, and we've had to weed some out here.
Otis.
We have Lucas.
There's a good redneck name.
Gerald. Jeremy.
Hello.
Ah.
Richard and Michael.
Mm-hmm.
These are the five finalists we've selected. Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, these are the five dudes.
Hey, Joe. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys, 7 guys out here.
6 or 7. Well, okay. I thought we were keeping it to 5. Well, I guess we're gonna. Well, no, then let's up it to 7. If there's 7 here.
You know, Joe's got that attention deficit disorder.
All right, if there's 7 that are here, then we'll go with a 7. Either way, when we come back, we'll be outside. And we'll start the first ever Dynamite Redneck Olympics. Joe, final question.
Yeah.
Is there, in fact, a black redneck out there?
Yeah, there is one, a towing guy, and then there's Robert.
So now Robert the Angry Mailman doesn't count as a black redneck.
Is there a black redneck who will be participating in the Olympics?
Are you participating, sir? He's only 60% redneck, he says.
But is he participating?
Well, maybe we can talk him into it.
Well, Joe, thank you, Joe. Just ask him. Joe, just ask. Just ask him,
will
Joe.
You play?
Just ask him yes or no. Is he in or out?
If he can borrow some chewing tobacco, he'll play.
All right.
And there's
all right,
plenty of it being held up out here.
Excellent. I'm sure the white man, the white redneck's going to want to share his chewing tobacco with a black man.
Why not? Especially after it's been in his mouth.
Okay. Thank you, Joseph.
And they can share their tobacco, tongues intertwined.
All right. It is the Redneck Olympics. It's starting in a moment, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See, I'm helping Hank winch a trailer. I'll see you for dinner.
Sorry, Shug. I get to anchor eyewitness weather tonight. There's high winds blowing. Might be a tornado. This could be the disaster I've been waiting for. So keep your fingers crossed.
Well, what about my supper?
I left a carton of cigarettes on the table.
I think I'll keep her.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, the next are out there, Mike.
I think perfect music for this bit.
Yeah, I know. I think we'll start the show. I need a microphone check from you on your wireless mic.
Hello, check testing 1, 2. 1, 2, 3.
That seems to be operating.
Yes, it does. It's got an interesting new sound right now.
Okay, and hold on.
Very good.
I got mine here.
Thank you. Now try yours, Don. Okay, see if your microphone is working right now.
How do you turn it on?
Where it says off and on, put it on.
Got it.
Hello.
Try it right now.
Hello, Mike.
There it is. It's working fine.
Mine's on.
Now.
How about yours, Rob?
Would you like to see
see if Rob's is on.
Turn it on?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hold on. All right, I got to put my coat on and do all this other crap
all
now.
All right. Put your coat on. It sounds like there's a little interference static-wise. I need to grab a pen because we're going to be judging.
We're going outdoors.
We could actually use clipboards because there's nothing to write on, you see. But that's just a thought. It's probably too late for that thought. Right now.
Who are you yelling at, Lisa?
No. I never would think of doing that.
Okay. All right, let's go outside.
They're best friends.
What the hell? Here we go. Hoping that the microphone quality maintains as we walk through the building.
Very good. You go after you.
All right. You know, that is one gag.
We are a study in style, though, aren't we?
That you consistently love.
This is a style thing that is happening more and more often. You, the urban professional, me, man with his life just falling apart.
I'm only dressed this way. Howdy. Hi. I'm only dressed this way today because I got the meeting with the guy about the thing.
Hello, employees of WJFK. There used to be so many more of you.
Look how many empty cubicles there are, Mike.
Look at this. There's not a soul here.
May I take an opportunity to show you my favorite thing about working here?
What,
sure.
Rob?
What do you got, Rob?
They took the time not to fix the photocopier, just to put a sign on it that says broken.
Broken.
Bastards.
Broken.
Hi, Johnny. John.
Hi, John.
John Norman, how are you? How you doing today?
Oh, lovely.
Good.
Fine cigar you have there today.
Thank you, my friend Johnny. Thank you for the voting sheet, Lisa. Here's a guy who actually could be in the contest. Our engineer, Wendell Hall. Hi, Wendell.
Hey, y'all.
Now, are you wearing your any NRA paraphernalia today?
Yeah, I got my NRA shirt on, got my Maryland State Rifle and Pistol Association cap.
And who's paging you right now, Wendell?
Mike.
Mike Friedman, the chief
Warning,
engineer.
The visitor's name may not be Bill. Okay.
All right, very good.
All right, here we go.
Oh, outside. My God, it's cold out here.
Goddamn, there's lots of necks out here.
How you all doing?
Until God needs a dumbass, we will be here for you.
What was that, sir?
Until God needs a dumbass, we will be here for you.
Rob's brother is here, Don. Rob's, look, Rob's
yeah,
very young.
I know.
Stand next to each other. Go ahead.
I see him all the time out here at station events. Hi, hello, rednecks. All you rednecks, say hi, please.
All right, how about a rebel yell? Come on. No. Rebel yell. No, rebel yell, you morons.
What is a rebel yell, Mike?
It's a yee-haw, for Christ's sake. Let's hear the rebel yell.
I tell you, we got some bright boys out here today. There's no doubt.
We are surrounded. We are absolutely surrounded by necks. What is happening over here in the corner, Lisa? Oh, don't just point, say it.
The largest truck I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Do you see the size of this truck?
There is an actual monster truck. I mean, like the type of monster truck that had to be transported here on a flatbed truck.
That is some kind of truck. That is the most biggest thing you've ever seen.
Now, who is the owner of the monster truck?
You're
the next. Hi, what's your name, sir?
I'm Mike Hawkins.
Mike, what the hell are you doing with a monster truck?
Driving in the backyard on the weekend.
Driving in the backyard.
How do I think we may be speaking to our winner already?
How big are the tires on that thing?
64-inch Terra tires.
64, and how high up do you sit in the cab?
It's probably 7-8 feet off the ground.
Do you perform at any, truck?
No, I'm just now starting to get into it.
So really? Okay. You want to do that down the road sometime?
Yeah.
Now, is it possible that you could actually get in that and drive it around? Is it street legal?
No, it's not street legal. If somebody stopped the traffic, I could ride around and put it up front of you.
We need the police for that.
Yeah, I think we're going to ask for some of Fairfax City's finest to show up. Thank you for bringing the monster truck that will count in
terrific.
That will count in the category of best vehicle.
That's wonderful.
Most definitely. Mike, as you can see, the Olympic, the redneck Olympic flame is burning now. It, in fact, is the PVC pipe.
Yes. Now, the truck that I was looking at earlier, Robert, don't think I don't recognize you with your postal hat on. With your postal hat.
Robert, the angry black mailman, is here.
Robert looking like he's ready to, like, pull out a cap. Bust a cap in our ass.
I would like to, Mike, say hi to a celebrity.
Oh, we have a celebrity here.
You, of course, loved him from Survivor.
Yes.
It's the farmer guy, the goat farmer, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
No, wrong person.
Well, what's your name, sir?
My name's Rich.
Rich, okay.
Rich, however, is a dead ringer for Tom, down to the overalls.
That's fantastic. What do you do, Rich? What do you do for a living?
I'm a plumber.
You're a plumber? Yes, okay, sir. That could be a redneck occupation.
Yes,
not one of your traditional redneck jobs.
Nice to show you the crack.
Because really, the traditional redneck job would be farming.
Now, Mike, here comes a car, and as you can see, not only does it have the Confederate flag on front, but the license plates read Rebel Ride.
Rebel Ride. We have a real redneck on our hands right here.
Rebel Ride.
There you go. It's not your truck? Well, where's the redneck?
That truck belongs to the guy who owns the monster truck as well.
Oh, that's your truck. Okay, so, man, you know, he's just moving up the list, isn't he?
He's come prepared. All right.
This is the way you talk to him. We got a real redneck on our
hands. Let's start the competition, the Redneck Olympics, $1,000 from us, from the Dish Network. Let's start with the tobacco spit.
Now, is the tobacco spit the furthest wins?
It absolutely is.
Okay, very good.
And what we're going to do is we'll line them up right here. Along this line.
All right, and they're going to have to spit down in this direction?
Yeah, now let me see. You don't want to spit into the wind. So that would be, the wind is... This would be like this, Mike, with the wind at their back. Going this way, going north this way, it'll be at the wind at their back.
Which gives them all the same equal advantage, and, of course, the... how many total contestants we have? We have six?
Seven.
Seven, okay. And, of course, they will be ranked through seven on the distance of...
Six.
Six
is the number we ended up with.
All right,
with.
They will be ranked 1 through 6 based on how far they can spit.
Let me just say there's only six rednecks here, but there's a ton of people here that I don't know if they're family of the rednecks.
That is a category.
category also.
Kin, or if they're simply onlookers. How many of you are kin? How many of you? Well, now, look, there's a bunch of Chinese guys over here. I talked to the Chinese. What are you, Chinese or Japanese? What are you?
Chinese.
Chinese. What is a Chinese guy doing at the Redneck Olympics?
Looking around.
Looking around. Do you consider yourself to be a Chinese redneck?
Just being laid off.
You know what his name is? You know what his name is in China?
What?
Yeehaw.
You're right.
I just did that one. Thank you all very much. Yeah. Thank you. Just came up with that one.
I don't know if you caught it or not, Mike. He said he just been lay off. Sorry about that. What were you just lay off from?
Movie star. A layoff by Jackie Chan.
Okay.
My name is Chan.
Chan. Okay, your name is Chan.
Isn't everybody? Sorry. Okay.
Right you are.
There you go.
And you're the guy that yells at us, Mike. Look at all the tabacky stains that are already on the ground by these guys.
What's nice about our area, with this being the line here, is that there's a clean, relatively clean area for them to spit to.
Now, Wendell, do we have a tape rule? Do we have a tape measure? I knew you'd have one.
Wendell's got a tape measure.
Beautiful. Let's welcome. God damn.
You're right.
That Olympic torch. That Olympic torch is like a shack going in flames. You know
I'll
what I mean?
I'll tell you right now, there might be toxic fumes in that thing with that PVC pipe going tick, tick, tick.
It is the smell of something bad burning. Hold on. Who are you talking to on your radio there?
Guys from work.
Oh, well, good. Say hi to them. Go ahead. Let's talk to them on the radio.
Hey, Dave. I'll talk to you on the radio.
No. Turn on your thing. Let's talk to the two-way on your radio.
All right, Dave. What you got?
Tell Dave he's on the... Dave... tell Dave he's on the radio.
Okay, Dave. Come back on now.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Dave.
Can I talk now?
Go ahead. Dave, we got a thing over here, a plumber tank going over there. Crap on the floor. There'll be a tampon stuck. We got a... it's a hell of a mess.
All right, Don and Mike, what do you think?
Okay, Don and Mike. He doesn't sound rednecky enough to me.
Let's get the first contestant going, Mike.
Very good. It's the first warm-up.
Rob, the first contestant is Lucas.
Lucas, thank you, Buzz.
There he is. There he is.
All right, Lucas, you have to come up to that line. Hey, Lisa and Wendell, you guys don't want to get spit on.
Go behind the line.
Now, Lucas, I know that you're wearing your Dale Jr. hat.
He cannot talk right now.
He's got too much of a chaw.
Can't talk. He's got a mouth full of chewing tobacco. Are you ready? Yes. Nod your head. Yes. All right, ready, set, spit. Oh! All right, Wendell, if it's possible, can we measure that, please?
And we should measure from the shortest end, Wendell. That'll be the easiest way to do it.
Right there, Mike?
Yeah, right there. Front end, right there. No, front end, right there. That'll be make it fair.
That would be 7'3".
All right, very good.
7'3". That's the starting tobacco spit. Let's talk now to Lucas. Lucas, hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. So you're a big NASCAR fan?
Yes, sir.
Big redneck?
I'm originally from Missouri. What do you think?
He sounds like a redneck. Got the hat? You got the spit, the chaw? Did you bring any kin?
I didn't.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay. Work.
Yeah. All right, let's go to a Gerald. I just want to say he might win, Mike, in the body smell contest. Let's go to Gerald. Now, Gerald, are you going to speak before you spit?
No.
He's got a big jaw.
We'll meet Gerald after he spits. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald.
Oh!
Now what happened?
Gerald, in an absolute miracle, has laid his loogie into the center of the other guy's loogie.
So that would be...
He's got to reshoot.
You got to re-spit. Spit to either the right or left of where Lucas spit.
Come on now, don't put it in his goo, you moron.
now that's a pussy effort.
You used it all up on the first one.
Yeah, well, that was your aim there.
That is a bad effort. Wendell, let's get the gauge here on exactly how far he spit.
That'll be about 4'5".
4'5". Now listen, hold on. Would you like to file a complaint with the Russian judges?
Because my first one went the same as his.
That too, but you laid it right in the middle of it, and that don't count. You got to get there. The rule we made, subject to contest.
All right, let's meet our next contestant. His name is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Where's Jeremy? Step up. And now, once again, Jeremy has a mouth full of stuff, so we're not going to be able to speak to him.
But I am afraid that we have to mark down Jeremy immediately. He is wearing Tommy Hilfiger jeans.
However,
but he does look at the T-shirt.
He does have a T-shirt that has a Confederate flag and a woman bent over saying Southern style.
That's right, Southern style.
And he does have the hat saying he's a master baiter.
Oh,
a fisherman's hat.
All right, is he ready for his loogie?
Yeah, go ahead. Now this is with the chewing tobacco. And
that
could be a better effort.
That's right. So far, he's the leader.
That's going to beat our previous guy. Let's check it out. Wendell, how far at the...
About 7 foot six there.
Seven foot six.
All right.
Very good.
Let's go to Richard.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
Richard is the guy with the two-way radio.
Hi, Richard, the
plumber.
What's going on? How we doing?
All right, Richard, you got to beat 7 foot six.
All right.
All right, go ahead, my friend. Jesus Christ! You know how pathetic this is?
You've done this before.
That we're out here screaming, wow,
distance,
the guy spit like 10 feet.
There. It's back to the short one.
Right here, Wendell.
First place it lands.
Right where my boot is.
How far?
10 foot 6 inches.
Ten foot six inches, yes.
Wow.
Some polite golf applause from the rednecks assembled.
Wowzy woo woo.
Let's go to Michael. Michael M. Michael M.
Michael M., how you doing? Where are you from, Michael?
Can't talk?
Got a mouthful? Go ahead.
Got a mouthful. All right, Michael, ready? Go ahead. Let her rip.
Oh, Michael.
You know, what the hell is that?
Christ.
You spit all over us.
That just went all over you, Al.
God,
no,
it's
the short, Rob. It's the shortest land.
Oh, that was right here. How far is that, Wendell? Oh, that's pathetic.
3'4"
What was that?
Can you get a second try?
No, you don't get a second try.
Do you think they get a second try at the Olympics?
This was your long program, my friend.
Yeah. Was it nice meeting you? Well, you have a chance in the other events. And now let's meet our other Michael, Michael H.
Michael H., where are you?
Michael H.
Here he comes. Oh, this is our guy with the truck. Now, because of his automotive prowess, he is right now sitting in the catbird seat.
He is, because you know he's got a Confederate flag. He's got a shirt that says, I have a dream. And it's the United States Capitol with the Confederate flag on top of it.
Let me introduce you to that man over there.
That's Robert the Angry Mailman. All right, Robert is not amused. Go ahead. Let's have your best spit, please, Mike.
Good luck. There's your line right there.
Oh, shit.
Okay, watch out.
There he goes.
Oh. Whoa.
Whoa.
Look at that.
You almost hit Lisa.
That's a good one there. Measure it up there, Wendell.
You know what, Mike? I don't think it's as much as
no, it's not as much as
plumbers.
Our clear leader, but it's, you know, it's definitely in second place.
It could be a silver medal.
Yep.
How far, Wendell?
9'3".
9'3".
Fantastic. 9'3". So... Being is this round is not subjective. This
right.
is simply
this
based is, on performance.
Do we have the rankings
we
yet?
We can say, Rob, who is the winner of the first round?
The clear winner, Richard, at 10'6", followed by Michael H., 9'3", Lucas, 7'3", and then Jeremy, 4'5", Michael M., 3'4".
Let's hear it for all of our spitters.
All right, Richard, you're the leader right now heading into the second event. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Any
strong and confident.
Any kinfolk you'd like to say hi to on the Special Olympic Day?
Hi.
Hi. He was talking to livestock.
And, of course, I didn't mean Special Olympics.
No, this is
Special Day.
I meant a special Olympic day.
Now, the hubcap throw, here's what we're going to do. We're going to line...
This is accuracy?
We're going to line the guys up at the very same line, right here.
Right.
Okay? The deal is, you see about approximately 20 yards in front of me, at this fence area... Or maybe we should even move them up to this line so they're closer. There is a hole in the fence, a walkway in this fence. What you want to try to do is throw the hubcap through the hole.
Very good.
And once you get it through the hole in the fence, the guy who gets it the furthest will be the winner.
Excellent.
All right?
All right, that's good.
We need a hubcap.
We have one.
Let me tell you that...
Is this a winner-take-all prize, Don?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Winner-take-all prize.
I'm going to mark it off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
remind
13,
me to bring you out to the
14,
golf course when
15,
I play.
16, 17, why? 18, 19,
cause you're doing
20, 21, 22, 23, 24, approximately 25 feet. Why? What am I doing? What am I doing?
When you pace things off, you do it by yards.
No, I put one foot in front of the other.
I'm just saying, if we did it, we faced it off like putting heel to toe.
Heel to toe is a foot, Mike.
I have a question.
If I want to do it your way,
no.
If I want to do it your way, Johnny. Johnny Hood.
Johnny Unabomber.
Yeah, Mike, who looks like a Unabomber.
Oh, well, yes,
all right,
sir.
You know what? Mike, I guesstimated.
How many feet, Don?
I guesstimated approximately 25 feet.
25 feet.
So we'll find out right now. We're going to measure.
Hey, Rich, our plumber guy's got a great tape measure. Wendell's got a tape measure you might see in most dressmaking shops.
And I also think should be required.
Hold on, excuse me. That's 25 right there. So how far? If we take it back a little farther, because we want to go back to this line. So, Mike, let's see how far off I was, actually. I was actually
25
and 6.
31 feet.
I was six inches off.
That's excellent. Excellent job.
That's not bad.
Now, they're required to throw the hubcap as a discus, right? They can't throw it like a wheel. It has to be like
No,
frisbee.
It's like frisbees. Right. Frisbee style.
Now, we're going to need to, if it gets through, we're going to need to know who the longest is.
I'll be on the other side.
You're going to be on the other side?
Absolutely.
All right, let's bring our first contestant up here.
Let's start with Lucas.
Lucas, step up. Lucas, how do you feel about this competition?
I don't know.
Now, you're from Missouri, isn't that right?
Where the men are men and the sheep are nerves.
All right, this is going to involve distance and accuracy.
This is the hubcap toss. Remember now, you see the hole, Lucas? You want to get it through the hole in the fence.
You can't go above the fence. It's got to be kept low to the ground.
You can't throw it like that. It has to be parallel to the ground.
Yeah, parallel to the ground. Ready, Lucas?
Here we go, Lucas.
Here it comes. Be careful. Here we go. No. I'm sorry.
Ow.
Don, are you all right over there?
I'm fine, Mike. That thing grazed me on the back as it went through the trees.
He was trying to throw it through the hole. He came up with over the click thing.
All right, now, if we don't have a winner in this category will simply be eliminated.
Who's next?
Let's go to Gerald.
Gerald, step up. Now, Gerald, you know the rules. You cannot go above the fence line. You have to get it between the hole and the fence, and the longest throw will win if we get any throw that actually goes through the hole.
All right, Gerald, throw the hubcap. Good luck.
I'm terribly sorry.
I don't know if you got the sound on that, Mike. It just bounced off the hole in the fence.
And that's the way we should send it. Let's send the hubcaps back this way. There we go.
It bounced right off the hole.
All right,
our next contestant, Jeremy, right?
Jeremy, okay, Jeremy, you know the rules. We've explained it. All right, here we go. Here goes Jeremy. No, I'm terribly sorry. These rednecks, Don, are really missing the boat.
Wow, that one hit the fence about 10 yards to the right.
Right now, I would say some of the later contestants should go for just the accuracy.
Here is our leader. Richard, now keep in mind, these guys are 25 feet away from a large hole in a fence.
I should mention that Richard will be competing with a Camel cigarette in his left hand.
All right, Richard, 25 feet
mouth.
Away. 25 feet away, Richard. Here you go.
Here we go. We'll see what happens. Oh, no, it went
close
to the right again.
Very close.
This doesn't seem to be working. Rob, chuck the hubcap back over here.
There it is.
Very good.
Our next contestant is Michael M.
Michael, are you ready? How do you feel about this competition?
A little intimidated.
A little intimidated? Well,
Mike,
you know,
I tell you, maybe you want to compensate by throwing a bit to the left since all the other guys seem to be pulling it to the right.
Seems to be the right attitude. Watch out, guys. Here we go.
It's there!
Oh,
yeah! We have, Mike, we do have... As a matter of fact, a winner.
We have a winner.
We have a leader, at least. Hold on.
We got one more guy.
Wendell. The Scott Hamilton of hubcap throwing.
9'9".
Add that to 25, 25 and 9 foot nine, Rob. That would be 34.
34 foot.
34 foot 9 inches. Give it up, please.
Way to go, Michael M.
Michael M, very nice.
All right, who's our last contestant?
Gonna walk away with this event. Michael H. You gotta do better than the last Michael did.
Okay, it's Mr. Truckman here. All right.
You do not get any bonus points.
All right, Michael H., you have the monster truck. You did well in the spinning. You came in second. This could be significant for you.
Don't worry about me. I got, right, I'm like a cat back here.
Oh!
Oh!
Hold on!
Huge! That's huge! We have a new leader, Mike.
Oh, Don, I'll tell you, it's looking incredibly good for Michael H. right now.
Wendell, how far did he throw the hubcap?
That is 13 foot 5 inches.
13 plus 25. 38.5 feet.
Who also brought the killer redneck monster truck.
So not only has Michael, or I'm sorry,
Michael H.
Michael H. He has
that's
won.
You, right, Michael H.
Michael okay. H. has won the hubcap toss.
That's wow. That's incredible. He came in second in the spitting.
Richard has won the spitting. We got to do a break now. When we come back,
time for the subjective categories.
When we come back, you know what? Hold on. Before we do this, let's take a look at the vehicles. Does anybody besides Michael have a redneck vehicle for us to look
okay,
at?
Okay, let's get. Come on over here, guys. What's
the rest
your vehicle?
Of what we can do in the studio.
All right, your right, name, contestant? We were
Gerald.
Gerald.
All right, Gerald, and this is your redneck truck?
Oh,
this one, this nice big Ford. What is this, a Bronco?
Bronco, yeah.
The old-time Bronco. It's all jacked up. Mike,
busted
it's
out in the back.
Yeah, it's got the it's got the NRA sticker on it.
But, Don, I am looking for any type of redneck tattoos on the vehicle.
NRA sticker.
No, Don already said that, Rob.
You know, this is a fine.
He has a Confederate flag in the front seat.
All right, let me check it out.
It's got to be displayed.
Hold on. Well, door's locked.
Wait, hold on. We have something in the front seat that could give him extra credit. I believe they are bull horns.
Hold on.
There are horns, steer horns in the front.
Hey, you got to unlock your car. You got to open up the car,
hey, Gerald.
Please.
Come on.
Unlock your car there, sir.
All of our contestants have the same IQ, I believe.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Mike, we have a hubcap.
We have a hubcap.
We have a fishing box.
There appears to be a Confederate flag up there.
There, and as a matter of fact, yes, indeed,
there is
a full-size Confederate flag.
Okay.
Many bottles of Arizona iced tea.
That's a discount. We're going to have to take points off for the Arizona iced tea.
And let me see the CD he has is...
Okay, this could be significant.
No FX.
Would that be a punk rock group?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm that sorry. Counts against you. Ooh, that counts
very
against
seriously
you.
Against you.
However, let me point out, Mike.
Yeah, that's good.
Mike, on the floor, also we have a variety of... We have a screwdriver, we have a wrench, and we do have an original Atari 2600 game.
A huge bonus!
Demons to Diamonds, the original Atari. Yeah.
Under the seat of his car where he didn't expect us to find it.
We also have a bottle of power steering fluid.
And I believe a human hand.
And a copy of... Now, this counts against you. You have a book in your car.
Oh, that's very bad.
Unless it's a repair manual.
No, a book called Empire Earth.
No,
Don, I believe looking at some of the materials in this car, we are facing redneck meets nerd.
All right. All right. I think that the fact that Mike brought his truck that says Rebel Rider with the Confederate flag and brought an actual real-ass monster truck.
Nobody is going to touch him in that category.
We are going to award the best redneck vehicle to
Michael H.
Michael H.
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
Wait a minute. We haven't seen one vehicle.
You got my Ranger in the back.
Well, wait. Have you been participating in the other contest?
No, I haven't. I just stopped in. I heard y'all on the radio.
So
I was doing mulch.
This is an exhibition. No, it's an exhibition.
Oh. An exhibition. Okay.
Right.
So this is not in the competition. Yeah. It simply is someone who wants us to see his vehicle.
Don, while we're walking over, can I point out with Michael H. our winner's truck, the bumper sticker that says sipping beers and missing gears.
And of course he has the number 3 for Dale.
There you go.
The number 8 for Dale Jr. He has the
back off.
Back off. And he has the Confederate flag that says forever.
He dusted the competition in this category.
Now here is a guy who came with a truckload of mulch.
There are no bumper stickers. Oh, there are in the back here. I see a skydiving bumper sticker. That's a demerit right there.
This is not a redneck vehicle, sir.
Competing radio station bumper
sticker. He has a 991 HFS sticker on his car and DC 101. I'm sorry, you are not even eligible.
What I see here is a hard working outdoorsy type, not a redneck.
I'm sorry. An urbanite, sir. Get out of here.
Absolutely.
All right, that means when we go inside, we're going to bring six necks inside, and we're going to in the next round, do worst smell, least teeth, best mullet, most tattoos, and most kinfolk. What was that, Michael?
I got Junior. He rides with me every now and then. You can tell by the mud on the seat underneath the baby seat.
He's got Junior.
Hold on, he has a Junior.
Is that a dog?
Junior. No, Mike, it's an actual baby seat.
Oh, it's a baby seat, so redneck Junior.
Take Junior with me.
You know, can I be honest? I know we've got a long way to go in this competition, but how the hell is he not going to win?
Mike, you know what? There are many. I want to just say it's wide open.
It's wide open.
We've still got the worst smell, the least teeth, the mullet.
He's going to win all that.
The tattoos, the most kinfolk.
He's going to win that one.
We'll be back with the next round of the Redneck Olympics right after this.
The Don and Mike Show, 1067, and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
Ha
ha! America's favorite helmets, Don and Mike.
Here we are.
Having a good time today with the Redneck Olympics. Incidentally, tomorrow, a better time, guarantee. As much fun as we're having outside today.
Right.
Tomorrow I'm going to be doing the show from an RV nicknamed the Grey Goose.
Wow.
Yes. And there will be Grey Goose on board.
Yay.
We're going to be driving around the Beltway, around the D.C. Beltway, saying thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for supporting the new time slot with the great number one ratings. And we're going to be giving away money tomorrow.
That is going to be a lot of fun. I hope we're in back of that vehicle that went by our studio window just during the commercial break when Michael H. took his monster truck on the street, had his redneck friend stop traffic, and drove down by the building. And I don't know where he ended up, but he went flying by, and in the interim, put a huge Confederate flag in the bed of his truck. Wow.
The show tomorrow with the RV as we drive around and give away the money. Brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway. Eat fresh.
All right.
May I make one very quick request?
Yes, yes, yes.
Imus?
Yes.
If you take your sunglasses off.
Oh, my God. That's
okay. Right.
I thought they were regular glasses. You know, they're very light prescription. There we go.
Oh,
no,
I didn't know. Damn it.
I would have been more cool with it.
Yeah, let's see where we stand now. We have the tobacco spit champion. We have the hubcap throw champion, and we have the best vehicle challenge champion. Now, everything else is up for voting by the judges. The worst smell.
Right.
I guess least teeth, that'll be easy to call. We'll count the teeth.
Right.
Although, again,
that'll be difficult, too.
Kind of subjective on the judges' part.
I think judging that will be probably involve the worst smell contest.
Most tattoos, extra points for Confederate tattoos, and most kinfolk.
Yeah.
That the rednecks brought with them today.
Here we go.
The winner of our Redneck Olympics gets $1,000 from the Dish Network.
Wow.
Call 800-333-DISH. That was quite an assortment of young urban professionals that gathered in the parking area.
It was fascinating.
To look at the necks outside.
It shows our listening audience such a wide variety of human beings, and in those human beings, a good deal of rednecks.
We're going to do these contestants now one at a time. We have 6 guys.
How will we be judging the smell?
Each of us will smell him.
I see.
Let's start with Lucas. Where is Lucas, please?
Lucas, enter and sign in, please.
There is Lucas.
Oh, hello.
Hi there, Lucas.
Yes.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you
for
Major D. Now,
I want to say that one category that may not be in effect here is the best mullet. Because
yeah, I don't think I've seen a mullet.
I have not noticed a mullet. That may be a one of the areas that we just axe out of the competition.
Absolutely. Rob, would you like your voting sheet back? Because you're going to need to vote on this.
Yes, what would you like to say?
The other day when you announced the Redneck Olympics, you mentioned the armpit music. Which wasn't an event, but I'd like to share it with
you. Anything you can do for extra credit, Lucas, credit, would be appreciated.
Go ahead. I can do here.
Okay.
No, no.
Oh. Oh.
If I could have a little water for my hand.
Yeah, here, take this. You don't need, no need to give it back.
That would count, right. I believe, yeah. As some extra credit.
He is now putting Evian spring water, mine, that I was going to drink, on all his right. hand.
Okay, here we go. To get a better sound.
Here we go. Excellent.
We will give all of the contestants a chance to make music with their armpits.
Who wants to smell Lucas's hand?
Now, Mike, I'll be first to smell Lucas and to also check out his teeth. Lucas, if you would make your way to my side of the console, please. And this is just kind of rude. I'm just gonna smell you. I'm gonna.
How we get? Is this on a scale of five, Don?
A 1 to 10, Mike.
1 to 10.
I'm gonna rate your body smell.
10 being the worst.
No, I would think 10's the best.
10's the best smell?
10 is the best smell.
All right.
And would you open your mouth, please? Now, it appears that you have like some braces or something, but I'm guessing you are missing one tooth.
About 4 or 5.
You're missing 4 or 5. All right, I'm going to put down least teeth. He's minus 5.
Point of order.
You're missing 5 teeth, is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, this one's
loose. All right, so we'll say you're missing 6 teeth.
Worst smell should be a 10 because they get more points to reward having a bad smell.
Okay, very good.
All right, gotcha. Now
minus and a plus 6 will give them 6 points for the teeth missing they get points for. So he gets plus 6.
And we're taking the mullet out. Do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
You do not. Do you have any kinfolk with you?
I don't.
You do not. Then please go to the other side of the room so Mike and Rob can smell you.
10 being the best bad smell, 1 being he smells like daisies.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, you got a smell?
Yeah, I did.
Buzz, would you like to smell him also, please? Smell him, please, Buzz.
He does stink.
And,
yeah, you do a little bit. Yeah.
Come over and let Rob smell you now, please, Lucas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas. Yeah. We'll let you know what happens, my friend.
Great, thank you.
Let's meet our next contestant. It's Gerald.
Gerald, come on in here.
Now, keeping in mind, we're taking out the mullet contest.
You might remember. Oh, you know what? He does get credit for that. That is a mullet.
On. Turn around and let me see.
Yeah, that is a mullet.
Take your hat off for a second.
It's a shaggy mullet, but it is a mullet.
It's a mullet.
All right. How many points does he get for the mullet? I guess it's just a 1, right? If he has the mullet, or
well, the best mullet ideally would be like winning the hubcap throw.
So it would be a 7. We would give him. Are there 6 contestants? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So he would get a 6 because he would rank number 1 in mullets if nobody else has one.
Okay. So just to make sure, then
anybody else have mullets that you're aware of, Lisa, in the competition?
I don't think so.
All right, we're gonna give him a 6. That's 6 extra points.
Okay, there's a 6 for Gerald. And let me see then. So for the tobacco spit, Richard gets a 6, right? So he won.
Yeah, Richard gets a 6, absolutely.
The hubcap throw, Michael H gets a 6 because he threw the hubcap the furthest. Yeah. And the best vehicle, Michael H gets a 6 because he had the best vehicle, right?
Yeah, I let Buzz hold my scorecard for a while, and I'm reading Chinese here. No offense at all, Buzz.
All right, here you go. Take a look at mine. Does that look accurate to you?
Yeah, because there's certain blanks where nobody gets any points at all.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
Michael M got a 6 on the tobacco spit.
Michael M was the winner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Ranked
6th. I was ranked.
What are you doing here?
We haven't established a scoring system. I ranked the players. Michael, listen.
You know what?
Michael Elston, Michael O'Mara, hold on.
Yeah. I need a new score.
Richard won the tobacco spit.
Right.
Right.
He gets 6 points for that.
Okay.
Since there were 6 contestants.
Right. That's the way we're doing it.
Michael H won the hubcap throw. He gets 6 points because there are 6 contestants.
Absolutely.
Best vehicle is Michael H. He gets 6 points because there are 6 contestants. The body smell That is going to be subjective on a 1 to 10 scale. Teeth, they get a point for every tooth they're missing.
Okay.
Best mullet. Again, we are going to already declare Gerald the winner of that, since he is the only one with a mullet.
So he will get 6 points for that.
6 points for that. Okay. Come over here and let me smell you.
Gerald is now going to be smelled by Don.
How you doing, Gerald?
All right.
Let me, not great. And open your mouth wide. Looks to me like you're not missing any teeth.
Are We're kind of relying on
I got it. Extra.
You got extra teeth.
Now, would that count against him?
No, it would not count against him. We're simply going on missing teeth.
All right, and did you bring kinfolk with you?
Yeah, I got my cousin Gil.
Step up and sign in, please, sir. Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, and you are who?
I'm Gil.
Gil, I would say that that counts a point, Mike, for him having a kinfolk.
Okay,
he brought one kin with him. Okay, please, Gerald, make your way over. Let Mike and Rob and
what
Bud...
relation is this to you, Gerald?
Cousin.
Cousin.
Okay, very good. So that's one for a kin. Okay. Yeah.
One for a kin. Now you guys got to smell him. The All teeth, right. He gets no point for the teeth because he's got more than enough teeth.
When's the last time you laundered that jean jacket you got on there?
I
don't remember.
Buzz, have you smelled him?
Yes, I'll.
Okay, Buzz, smell him, please.
What was his score on tattoos?
No tattoos, right, Gerald?
He's got a homemade one.
You got a
homemade one? Let's see it.
We have to see the evidence.
Forgot to ask about that.
No points on teeth, correct, Don?
None. He has more teeth.
One tattoo.
What's it a tattoo of, Lisa?
I got a line there, too.
it looks like a little scribble mark there on his calf.
That is a prison tattoo, Don. That counts. We give him, what does he have, two?
And one down there.
All right, two.
Two, so he gets 2 points for tattoo.
Gerald's doing very, does he have another one?
Yeah, he needs to pull up his long john.
All right, this two might turn into a three.
And then he marked himself yet again.
No, we're not going to count that one.
Plus two.
That is not an official tattoo. Two is your score on the tattoos.
All right, so
no score on the least teeth. 6 points for the best mullet. And then, of course, the smell is one of our subjective categories.
And he gets 2 points for having two tattoos, and he gets 1 point for having one kinfolk.
Right.
All right, thank you, Gerald.
Oh, I need to smell him.
Oh, Rob needs to smell you. Rob,
can you get extra points for not having the ability to grow hair on his shins?
What was that, cousin?
No.
He can't grow hair on his shins.
No, and stop talking, because that puts you into the nerd category.
Okay. Let's meet Jeremy, our third contestant. Bring Jeremy in. Next week, you're ready to smell him.
Jeremy with no real points in the tobacco spit hubcap throw or best vehicle.
Well, Jeremy's got to come on strong here.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Gerald came out of nowhere. I mean, Gerald did very well, except with the least teeth category.
Yeah, he had actually more, I don't know how that works. How do you have more than 32 teeth?
That's some sort of genetic mutation.
It's like an inbred thing. And here now is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. Hello, sir.
I'm back.
You got to get right up on that microphone.
Okay.
Let me ask you first, do you have any tattoos?
Yeah.
How many?
One.
May we see it, please?
All right, he's going to show us oh, dear.
Oh, it's right.
Oh, hey, but it's a big one. All
right on the crack of his ass.
That's the only one you have?
Yeah.
All right, so that's one. Give him one for the tattoos.
The tattoo. Let me see. How many? Did you bring Ken with you?
Yeah, Chris, my cousin.
Chris, cousin. Step up, Chris. Hi. Yeah. Say hi into the microphone.
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right.
All right. Are you really as Ken?
Yep.
Okay.
Very good.
That counts one.
Plus 2 points so far.
You do not have a mullet.
No.
No, you don't. You have very short hair. Please come over here so I may smell you.
Get his teeth while you're at it.
Yeah, we can do the teeth. We'll knock out the teeth, so to speak.
What was that?
No wisdom teeth.
All right, well, hold on. Let me just give you the quick
Gross.
I really smell them, Mike. I really smell the guy.
You commit to your job.
I smell the guy.
You're a good judge.
Okay, and teeth, open your mouth, please.
Do there appear to be any missing teeth?
No, except, as he said, perhaps the wisdom teeth.
Well, that
looks like a fine set of teeth. I'm going to say...
No points for
the teeth. No points on the teeth. Guys, smell him, please.
All right. He's making his way around the room. 1 point for a tattoo. 1 point for Ken.
Now, the smell...
No mullet.
The smell is, the better they smell, the higher the score?
Yes. The worse they smell, the higher the score. So if they smell really bad, that would be a 10. If they smell like daisies, that would be a 1, because you're getting points for bad smelling, Don. You're getting points for having a bad smell. If you smell horrible, you have a better chance of winning this competition. Let me smell you. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's so far the best, Jeremy.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
So wait a minute, hold on. Because he smells better than the other two, he gets a lower number?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's the way that works. You understand, Don, we want the biggest redneck.
Yeah,
the biggest redneck would stink.
You're right. Okay. Jeremy, thank you, and nice meeting you and your cousin. When we come back, we have three more contestants, Richard, Michael M., and Michael H.
Yeah, and we're coming into the guys that are, you know, had tobacco spitting and hubcap throwing. So we're two of our leaders, Richard and Michael H., are coming up next.
So this sounds like they might be big winners in the worst smell.
Absolutely.
Also big winners in the bad teeth competition.
Yeah, I'm thinking Michael H. might not disappoint us in smell or teeth.
So, stay tuned. We'll be back with more of the Redneck Olympics.
The Don and Mike Show.
From the 1860s to the 1990s, he's the medicine man that will cure what ails you.
Mm, that hand looks a little swollen.
What do you mean?
This will just take me a minute.
Good doctor, him. He's Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hello, m'lady. Can I help you?
No, I'm just waiting for a friend.
You know, your eyes do seem a little bit bloodshot.
Really?
I can fix that.
With his stovepipe hat and his black leather bag, he likes to make house calls.
Son, you look a little under the weather.
Well, my nose is running.
Not anymore.
Civil War surgeon, Wednesday nights on ABC, right after Ellen.
Man, look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Always. You've been warned. Okay, Redneck Olympics.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about?
What?
Remember when I had the sunglasses on a minute ago and you said I looked like Imus?
Yeah.
You're going to really love something that's going to be happening like in the next few days.
What?
Is it what?
Two pairs? Yeah.
Of what?
Yeah, I'm getting new headwear.
You're not getting those kind of headphones, are you?
They told me that the headphones...
You're getting the stethoscope type headphones?
The headphones that I ordered
are
exactly like the ones he used.
You'll never get any volume out of those.
I don't know. I'm going to try them out, though, just for you. See how I like them. We'll see what happens. Stupid idiots.
Okay, here we go. Back with the... the Redneck Olympics. Right, we got three contestants left. Let's bring in Richard, who won the tobacco spit contest.
Yeah, he collected 6 points on his tobacco spit.
Howdy, Richard.
What's going on, Chief?
Hi. Richard, of course, is the plumber, and let me just say that he looks the part. Now, Lisa, we've been taking digital pictures of all these guys, right? Yeah, so the pictures will be up at some point soon on WNEW.com.
Now, Richard did not score any points for the hubcap throw or the best vehicle, but he was a hell of a tobacco spitter.
Let me ask you now, you don't have a mullet.
Nope. Wife owns a hair salon, so I'm the practice dummy.
Dummy.
And so there is no mullet there at all.
Nope.
Richard, let's ask about tattoos. Do you have any tattoos?
Just jailhouse, my initials on my arm.
May we see, please?
All right, here we go.
Counts, that would count as a point.
How many do you have, even if they're jailhouse?
Just one.
Just one? Yeah, okay. Very, very nice and classy. Right,
there we go. That's one tattoo. Have you brought any kin with you today?
The little maggots, they wouldn't come.
No?
The little maggots wouldn't come?
All right, very good.
So do you have any kin folk with you at all?
Animal scout?
No.
Okay.
No, sorry. So no, the answer is no.
Right.
Would you please come over so I may smell you?
Don, just to let you know, my well has been out for 6 days, my friend.
Oh, wow.
All right.
He ain't had running water for 6 days. You're a plumber. How come your well is dry?
It's only 65 feet. Look at this drought we've been having.
Please,
65
please
feet.
Over on the,
oh, man.
Okay. Before you go on the other side.
Got to check the teeth.
Open your mouth. Stand away. Now, hold on, Mike. I'm already counting. He's missing 1, 2, 3, 4. How many teeth are you missing?
Counting wisdom teeth, 9.
Wow.
Now, wisdom teeth don't count, so we're going to have to give him
5.
Is it 5? 4 wisdom teeth missing?
4 wisdom teeth plus 5 others.
Okay, so he gets 5 points.
5 for missing 5 teeth. Please go let Mike, Rob, and Buzz smell you.
65-foot well. God, you must have had a dowser.
Well, Well, I asked my neighbors to flush twice, and that's the only reason I'm getting water now.
All right, he's coming over to... Oh, I'm not looking forward to this. All right,
here you go. Take a smell, Mike. Now, remember, the higher the score, the worse the smell.
All right.
Let Buzz smell you, please.
All right, I'm next.
All right, Buzz.
All right.
And
good. I am.
Rob, would you go all smell right. Richard,
very
please?
Good. Delighted.
Sorry, my friend.
There he goes. Richard.
All right.
Richard.
All right, our next contestant. Thank you, Richard. We'll let you know what happens. And remember, this is winner take all, $1,000.
Right.
From the Dish Network, 800-333-DISH to the winner.
Normally hand out a perfect score.
Let's go to Michael M. Michael M., who has won nothing yet on the show. Hi, Michael. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you doing?
Obviously, you don't have a mullet.
Nope.
Very short haircut. Do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I do.
How many?
Just one right here.
Maybe. Where is it at?
It's next to his left testicle.
Why don't you just show it to Lisa?
Show it to Lisa.
Let Lisa take a picture of it. He's pulling down his pants.
Homemade.
Homemade. All
it's
right.
Homemade. There it is.
All right. So he gets 1 point for a tattoo by his nuts. Did you bring any kinfolk with you?
No, I didn't.
You did not? You get a zero there. All right. Please come over here, and I'll give you the smell test.
Smell and tooth inspection coming up here.
Here we go. And Mike, and you gave me credit during the
time. Did. You smell the front, the side, and near the pit.
Come on. Let me just...
Oh, really? Could we have another leader?
Mm. And open your mouth. Let me see now. Open real wide. See, don't want to touch.
How many teeth do you estimate you're missing there, sir?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, I see the holes. Four
Don,
teeth.
Don, is that the score we're going to...
Yes, he's missing four teeth. He's missing four teeth.
All right. Come on over here. I got to smell you.
And his smell was...
All right.
Hideous.
Here we go.
India.
Very close to the last guy.
I don't get as close as you do, so I have to base it on an even thing.
Buzz, if you would smell, please.
Very good.
And Rob, each of you is smelling him.
Very good.
God damn. Thank you.
All right.
I'll let you know what happens. And our final contestant of the Redneck Olympics.
Are we ready to bring in Wayne Gretzky? Are we ready to bring in Michael Jordan?
Michael H., come on in. Here he is.
Michael H., there.
Here he is. The Johnny Unitas of this contest.
There's the microphone right over there. All right.
Hi, now. First, obviously, Michael H., who won the hubcap throw and won the best vehicle contest.
And brought the hubcap.
And brought the hubcap.
He brought the
hubcap. We give you points for that. Do you have any tattoos?
Two.
And where are they?
One on my shoulder and one on my back.
May we see them, please?
All right, there.
And, of course, he's got the T-shirt on, I Have a Dream.
That's extra points. That's
double
a two.
Double point for having the Confederate flag tattoo.
That's 2 points for that tattoo instead of 1 point.
All right. It says, what's it say on there?
And the name of the monster truck, Rebel Pride.
Rebel Pride.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Where's your other tattoo?
The other tattoo.
We get to see without a shirt on,
too. Another Confederate flag.
That's double points.
He's a juggernaut. Tattoos. 4 points for tattoos.
Double points, two gigantic tattoos, both of them including the Confederate flag.
He's unbeatable.
How many kinfolk did you bring with you?
Well, did my wife consider a kin?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
And my wife, she's got two tattoos.
Oh, could we see her tattoos? That could be extra credit.
Three, yes.
That would count as well.
All right, so we're putting one.
Yes.
Do we count the wife's tattoos?
It depends where they are and if we get to see them.
Oh, she's taking her jacket off. She is wearing the Playboy sweater also.
What's your name, honey?
Heather.
Hi, Heather. Nice to
all right, Heather, lovely wife you have there, Michael.
Oh, that's one tattoo right on her ass crack.
Are we giving him... We can't give him credit for her tattoos.
No, but that, you know, like the other guy get extra credit for making the armpit noise?
Yeah, that is true.
Just in the miscellaneous category?
And she has huge breasts, I should point out, also.
Real big.
She
got a nice rebel flag bikini. I tried to get her to put the top...
Really? She didn't do it? No.
She wouldn't do it.
And okay. Who's the other kinfolk that you have with you?
My cousin, Eugene.
Eugene, step up, please. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Eugene.
How you doing, Eugene?
All right.
Where are you from?
Stafford.
Stafford, VA. All right, so count two for kinfolk.
2 points for kin, four for the tattoos.
Now, come on over and let me smell you.
All right, here we go.
I just put his new shirt on.
Oh, Paul, he put a new shirt on. Could have some points off there.
I don't think so, Mike. I don't think so.
There you go. All right.
I want to tell you something.
Smells good.
Ain't a bad smell.
There you go.
New shirt.
Yeah. Would you open your mouth, please? How many teeth are you missing?
I'm just missing my wisdom teeth.
So
no teeth.
No points for the teeth.
All right, no points for the teeth.
This is going to be a close race.
What was that?
He's missing two teeth. I brought him with me. Eugene.
No. Your cousin missing teeth does not count.
All right.
All right, go over and let Mike and Rob and Buzz smell you as well.
All right.
So he gets no points for the teeth.
No points for the teeth. No points for the mullet. 4 points for the tattoos and 2 for the kin.
And his smell, not as offensive, at least to me, as you might have thought.
No, but I'm giving him points anyway.
Mike, come on.
I can take my shoes off and I run all y'all out.
No.
There we go.
Now, judge fairly, Mike.
I will.
Don't make this like the rating of the women.
When you
pull Clumgate on me. Buzz, have you smelled him?
Yes, I have.
Robbie, did you smell him?
It was delightful.
All right, then, everybody, please vacate the room for a second.
All right.
Thank you. And what we will do now is wait for Lisa to tabulate the votes. Get out of here, please. And
thank you, Michael H.
Buzz, you fill that complex, this is like the Florida voting thing with Buzz filling out the hanging chads.
You know, I tell you, even his kin were rednecky.
Oh, they sure were.
That's right.
I think it's going to take Lisa a minute or two to
cracks me up, man.
Add up the votes. And we should have our redneck winner for you. Pictures of all of the events and pictures of all of the contestants will be on our new unofficial website, WNEW.com.
That's right.
Shortly after the show, what with our new digital camera and everything we got. Let's go to Buzz. We'll tease the news now here.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Or as I said, when I was talking to Rob and Lisa, I said, what we'll do is we'll bring the contestants in, then we'll tease Buzz, we'll announce the winner. And I thought about it for a second, and it almost sounded like it. You know, we would go, huh, you're old, you have to take insurance.
Just another day.
But that's not the kind of teasing you were thinking of. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, the U.S. offers a reward in the Daniel Pearl case.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hope they get those bastards.
Yeah. I just have been handed this as well from the Don and Mike mailbag.
Yes, what do you have there?
Do you remember the...
very nice stationery.
The bitch that we sent the busted up PlayStation to?
Yes.
PlayStation 2. Remember now, this is a woman who won a PlayStation 2 game on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She then had the balls to send us an instant feedback on the internet. Saying,
whining about the fact that she wanted the game machine. The
and saying that we had let her kids down.
Right, yes, exactly.
So we called her up and we gave her what for, and then we went out and we bought one.
Uh-huh.
We went across the street to an electronics store in New York and we bought the PlayStation, and I busted it up into a million pieces, and we sent her a box. The actual PlayStation box full of pieces.
Now she sent you some correspondence.
She did, and you to Don and Mike.
Oh, how nice.
And it reads, Don and Mike, thanks so much for the prize package you sent last week. Really appreciate it. Also, thanks for the PlayStation 2. It's been a great learning experience for the kids to see what's on the inside of a machine like that.
Well, I bet it was.
That's funny. Who knows? With a little crazy glue and duct tape, we may have something. Good family project anyway. Still one of your biggest fans.
That is a good sport there.
Take care, guys, and thanks again. And that is courtesy of Michelle.
That is a wonderful sport right there.
Michelle. Well, she deserves what she got. Lisa, we've teased Buzz. I believe we are ready for the final tabulation to announce the $1,000 winner of the Redneck Olympics. And in fact, we do have a winner.
We have a winner?
Yay. And it is close.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in sixth place with a total of 15.5 votes, Jeremy.
Let's give a nice round of applause.
Good job, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Coming in fifth place with a total of 25.5 votes, Lucas. Nicely done, Lucas.
Very nice. Very good.
Fourth place, total of 38 points, Gerald.
Gerald. Way to go, Gerald.
Third place. And all of the top three contestants are between 40 and 50 points.
Wow. Very good.
Third place with 40.5 points, Michael M.
Michael M., let's give him a nice round of applause.
Yes, sir.
Michael M. Incidentally, Michael M. was not the worst smelling contestant.
No. Mm-hmm.
The worst smelling contestant is the contestant who came in second place.
Mm-hmm.
Can I please have Richard and Michael H. to the studio?
Richard, come on in here.
Our two finalists.
Richard and Michael H. There can be only one winner in the Redneck Olympics.
If anything should happen to our first place winner...
Oh, don't say that.
The backup guy will take over all of his duties.
And I want to say, before I announce the winner, that the point differential between first and second place was 1 point.
Oh, my God.
1 point separated first place and second place.
Wow.
I will tell you, and you can do the math at home yourselves. Let's bring them in. Richard, or is Richard and Michael H.?
Here they come.
This is dramatic.
Richard is the plumber. Michael H. is the guy who had the monster truck. Now, both of you, each of you get on a microphone here. So I'm going to walk you through the scoring. I'm going to tell you that you guys, one of you won, one of you lost, and it's within 1 point.
Wow.
Tobacco spit. Richard, you were the winner. Is that correct? Six points.
Yes, Richard was the winner.
How does Michael get 5 because he came in second?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hubcap throw. Michael H., you got 6 on that. Michael H. Okay. Richard, you did not score in the hubcap throw. Best vehicle, Michael H., the winner, 6.0. Worst smell, Richard, 35.
35. Congratulations, Richard.
Michael, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, you made up 10 points right there. Richard.
5 out of a possible 50.
Least teeth, Richard, 5 points. Michael H., 0. He has all of his teeth.
Ah.
So now Richard has just gained 15 points. You can see how close this is.
Mm-hmm.
Best mullet. Neither one of them has a mullet. Most tattoos. Michael M. has 1.
H. Michael,
Mike,
H.
Michael H. Michael H. has 1.
2.
Hold on. Michael H. has
4. He had 4 points.
4
tattoos.
Yeah, 4. And Richard has 1. Michael H. has 2 kinfolk. That means, ladies and gentlemen, coming in second with a total of 47 points is Richard. Coming in first with a total of 48 points is Michael H.
Michael H.
Yeah.
Is so close. Our redneck winner. Richard, you really gave him a run for his money.
Yep,
I tried. I tried.
Congratulations, you are in fact... Well, hold on, let me take a phone call first. I have a guy who says that Michael H., this guy who you brought with you, is not your cousin. There's always controversy. Hello, LT.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. State your case, please.
Eugene is Michael H.'s truck driver. He drives the Red International for Michael H.
Well, anybody knows that.
I would like to also say, Don, on Michael H.'s behalf, that in that part of the world, you cannot verify whether he is kin or not.
How do you know, sir? Let me ask you, sir, LT, on the phone. How do you know that that's not Michael H.'s kin?
Because I know Michael H. and Eugene both very well.
Is this a friend of yours, Michael H.?
What is your first name, sir?
My name's LT.
Do you know LT?
Voice sounds familiar. I believe I got it.
Voice sounds familiar. Uh-huh. Okay. What proof do you have that Michael H. is not, in fact, cousins with Eugene?
Oh, man, Jared.
He's not his cousin, and Mike knows it.
Do you have any blood work? or definitive DNA evidence?
No, not handy.
No, not handy. Sorry, then the court must throw out your claim.
Yes. Don, and I would say even with DNA evidence, it would be very difficult to prove based on the lifestyles in that region of the country.
However, you realize that if we did take away one of the kinfolk,
yes,
that would mean these guys are tied.
Right.
Wow. Hold on a second.
Why is he good?
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
5 points for spit.
Hello?
Hello?
Because he came in second.
Because he came in second.
Everybody got points for spit. You got, first place got 6 points, second place got 5 points, and the tobacco spit, same in the hubcap throw.
But my truck didn't rate nothing?
No, we had only one winner in the truck contest. Yes, hi.
I'm trying, I'm reaching.
Yeah. He's the biggest redneck.
All right, Michael H. is the biggest redneck.
His dad was his own grandpa.
I'm not even understanding what this guy's...
His dad was his own grandpa.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. He also has bonus points because his wife is tattooed.
Yes.
And he brought his wife in.
Annie, I think you got to remember also the truck that he brought down here.
Yeah, he brought them on.
And his license plate on his truck that said, what did it say, Michael H.?
Rebel Red.
And he does have the two Confederate tattoos.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I feel very confident with this decision.
Please, once again, give it up for your Redneck Olympic champion.
Michael H., guys, shake hands. I think it's fair. You did a great job. And I'll tell you, Richard, you came on strong with that smell.
And let's get a picture of the two finalists here together for the internet. Let me ask you. Hold on. Lisa's got to step back a bit to get a picture of the two of them together. There you go. That's very nice. That's nice. That's beautiful.
There they go. I think we couldn't have a better 1-2 finisher here.
Let me ask you, what are you going to do with the $1,000 that you've won, Michael H.?
Going to Las Vegas.
Here you go.
For the World Truck Monster Final.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Go to that. Super Bowl and Monster.
Super Bowl Monster Trucks. And what can I say, Richard? Good try. Oh, 1 point short. Thank you.
Good luck with your well, Richard.
You want to give a plug to your business, Richard?
No, that's okay.
All right.
That's okay.
See you later. All right, bye, guys.
Oh, there they go.
There they go.
Ooh. So close.
Wait till you see the pictures. Just go to WNEW.com. You're going to see those guys both. They really, they made the contest what it was.
They did indeed.
Amen, Rob. Come in with that room freshening.
You know, it's like hotter over here.
Yeah.
It's
warm.
Whatever that smell is those guys had cooking.
There's a little bouquet.
I mean, you can see where Richard started to catch up in the body odor department.
Yeah.
And with the teeth.
Absolutely. Who would have thought it would have been a horse race?
He almost smelled like a brown neck.
Well, you know, so the Michael H. in the last second, I know you thought that I was skewing the voting there, but there was a smell that I got from Michael H. right when he came over because I wasn't, and it wasn't shirt. It wasn't
shirt. I got was shirt. You must have had a lucky...
Whatever it is, it catapulted him in the smell department.
Lucky nose placement.
All right, let's go to Buzz in a moment. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Of course, that was very...
That was professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Time now for news and comments with Buzz, brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Hey! Great food! Good people, cheap prices. Get yourself to Hard Times with some soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, half-pound char-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. Let me also mention here that tomorrow on the show, when we're live around the Beltway giving away money, the Beltway RV show brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. And Buzz,
yes.
One last moment. I would like one last second. Give me a moment for the news.
Sure.
I'd like to read a note that I've just received from Robert the mailman.
Ah, very good.
Who apparently, I guess what I said on the air was that the guy shows up all the time now, and we can't get rid of him.
Uh-huh.
Said, of course, with the best of intentions.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Uh-huh. Well, as it turns out, when we bowled him a couple of weeks ago, we bowled his team.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even remember this. I lost a bet to him for $50.
Uh-huh.
He's not mentioned it to me since, and I have not thought about it since I frankly forgot about it.
Right.
So I get this note. Note to Don from Robert, the angry... colored mailman.
Uh-oh.
All I need is the $50 you owe me, and I will never darken, and he's written that in large letters, your door again. Mm. You have enlightened me. And then in real big letters he writes, I swear I was about to sell all my guns. Not anymore.
Oh, no.
So close. Thanks.
Robert.
Robert, what's up with you?
Robert, what the hell is wrong?
What's up with you?
Well, you know, it's always something with him.
Well, you know, he's going...
We're going to have to find out.
He's going through the same growing pains that Tom and Dennis have gone through on the show.
Yes, show regulars that have to realize that it's not their agenda, it's ours.
You realize at some
point... And that'll make him mad. He'll be mad at me now for saying that.
But at some point, really, Robert, sorry, the Redneck Olympics weren't about Robert the Angry Mailman.
Right.
However, show up tomorrow, and I will have your $50. I forgot I owed you the $50.
Will he come in to collect it?
You know he will.
I mean, will we have him on the show to collect the $50?
Depending on...
Based on his angry letter.
I don't know.
I think we're going to have to get some sort of explanation for that.
So come by tomorrow, Robert. Here now is... Here is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The U.S. is now offering a $5 million reward for information about whoever's responsible for the kidnapping and killing of an American reporter. The State Department says it'll advertise the reward in Pakistan soon to track down whoever was behind what it calls the senseless murder of Daniel Pearl. There's more information on the State Department's website.
Owen, speaking of Robert, who, of course, is the angry black mailman,
right.
Tomorrow is the final day of Black History Month, and we will have a special final day celebration for you tomorrow.
Excellent.
Sorry we didn't get to it today. Just not enough time.
Yeah, and, you know, I hope it was entertaining, though, for our listeners of color.
You know,
based on we were making fun of the rednecks.
Security has been stepped up at a police station in Pakistan. That's the building where the suspects in the kidnapping and murder case of Daniel Pearl are being questioned. Now, an anonymous caller has threatened to blow up the building. Former NBA star Jason Williams stands to lose over $34 million if he's convicted of killing a limo driver, and that's just in contract payouts from the league. He stands to lose even more, of course, after being benched by NBC Sports. Like with most players, there's a morals clause in Jason's contract that cuts off his guaranteed salary if he's convicted of a serious crime. The manslaughter charges he's facing fall into that category. NBC, meanwhile, says it's reached a mutual agreement with Williams that'll keep him off the air while the case is pending.
Yeah, here's a mutual agreement. Hello.
Yeah.
Jason, listen.
Hi.
Until it's been proven you didn't just outright kill that guy, don't come to work.
Okay. That's how that went.
There's a mutual agreement.
Quoting an industry insider, it's awkward when an on-air personality's been accused of a felony. Russia.
Yes.
Russia's getting a little nervous.
Yeah, you know what they did with him?
Yeah,
well, when he was sniffing the girls' panties and having the strap-on sex and everything, they pulled him off the air.
Don't most people seriously with this Jason Williams thing, though, believe that, you know, he's just a dumbass with a gun in his hand that made a mistake? I mean, I don't think that he set out to kill this guy, but I think he played with guns.
the dumbass with a gun.
Judge Roy Bean disagrees with me over here.
You know, you never know.
You think he shot him intentionally?
You weren't there.
You're right, I wasn't
there.
None of us were.
No.
You know, I really shouldn't speculate.
Only the Harlem Globetrotters know for sure.
That is true.
And that, to me, is still the funniest part of the story.
Were they wearing their uniform?
He's having a party with the Harlem freaking Globetrotters.
That's right. His friends.
And then he shoots the limo driver.
Whoops.
Man, oh man. Russia's getting a little nervous about some of the side effects of our war on terrorism. Right now, Russia's worried about U.S. plans to put 100 American troops in the Republic of Georgia to set up an anti-terrorist group. Russia says that republic has enough troubles already and says it's concerned about the growing U.S. presence in Central Asia.
Russia, shut up.
Madison Square Garden's limiting the sale of beer at a hockey game this Saturday night. Management's afraid trouble might break out at the charity event involving...
Yeah, I don't remember.
Cops and firefighters.
Ooh.
Beer sales will be limited to the first period of the game thanks to the rowdiness at the World Trade Center benefit in late October. They're actually talking about the firemen booing the fire commissioner.
Oh, you know, let those guys have a keg full. Jesus Christ. All they're saying is just go and buy 4, 5, 6, 7. If the limit is 4,
yes,
you get 20 guys together and you go and you buy 80 beers at once.
What's the worst that's going to happen? There's going to be a fight.
Right.
Well, I mean, let them get drunk. They're the guys that run up in the buildings, for God's sake.
Garden management says it'll have on-duty uniformed cops and firefighters on hand to calm the crowd since they don't think the cop and firefighter patrons will listen to in-house security.
Hey, you're right about that.
But security's thinking about rolling videotape in case it's needed as evidence later. Oh, Christ. Let them get drunk and take the place down.
Exactly. Quoting the fire commissioner, we're confident the competitive spirit will not overcome their sense of good sportsmanship.
Jesus, these are the guys. What do they think they're going to do? Murder each other?
Well, you know, the fight you're going to...
That's a hockey
game.
Right.
You know totally.
What? Honest to God, for somebody who plays hockey, they don't have to worry.
Right.
They really don't. They might have to worry a little bit on the, you know, in the stands if you guys get drunk.
Right.
They don't have to worry on the ice. Nobody's going to start anything.
You don't have to worry about hockey. The parents of kids who play in leagues with a-hole parents who coach.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who you got to worry about, not about cops and firemen.
Exactly, you know, they get drunk, they get rowdy, they do something stupid, they wake up the next morning, and they might save somebody's life. Let them do what the hell they want.
You know, it helps if the security equipment
hold on
is...
Now, Mike, we do have from New York joining us.
Never mind.
Because
I heard you pick up the phone during the break.
You ruined it.
I know, but it is good. You might have had me. You might have had me on that one.
We do have one of the
fire commissioner.
One of the firefighters who's going to be playing in the game.
Oh, very good.
Really? Well,
Saturday night. New York City firefighter.
At Madison Square Garden.
Let's talk to him.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you a firefighter?
Yes, I'm a firefighter.
Really? What precinct do you work out of?
I work out of Fairfax.
Really?
How do you spell New York City?
New York.
Spell New York City, please.
NYCITY.
How do you spell
Nicety?
How do you spell New York?
New York, NY City.
Nine City.
He's not a hockey player, but he wears a hockey helmet.
Could you please spell paramedic?
Not a chance.
Watch him.
P A R.
Yeah.
M.
Gotcha.
A R K.
Perfect. Parmark.
How about Parmark?
How about fight?
What now?
Fight. The word fight.
F-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. He knows that one. How about boxer?
Boxer?
Boxer.
B-O-X-I-N-G.
Perfect.
Okay, and one last one for Buzz.
Yes.
Ensure.
I-N-S-G-E-R.
Right. Insger.
Right.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Thomas.
Where is Charlie?
Charlie's right here, Tom.
Hey, hello, Charlie. What's going on?
La la la. La la la.
La la la.
La la la.
Stop it.
Meeting of the mind.
Hey, Tom.
What?
If 10 firefighters are on one hockey team and 10 policemen are on another, how many hockey players are on the ice?
You know, you're cruel. Cool.
He had the answer.
Very
close.
Good.
There you go.
Good for you. I think it's cruel enough making him spell.
You sure
is. How do you spell spell?
What?
Spell the word spell.
S-A-L-L-E.
Right,
Sally.
How old are you, Tom?
I'm 42.
Right, my age. How do you spell 42?
F-O-R-Y-T-O-W-E.
Perfect again.
42.
42.
We gotta go. Bye, Tom.
Hey,
Tom, we're way late. We gotta run.
I have to tell Mike where they're playing at.
Where are we playing at, Tom?
Main Street in Annandale, Virginia, this Saturday night. Be there.
You going to be there?
Yep.
Yeah!
All right, bye, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
We got to go, Tom.
Bye, Charlie.
Hey, Tom.
Bye.
Tom, say we'll be right back.
We'll be right back at the next
the Don and Mike Show.
Tom?
This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Bye, Tom.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Right.
They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Brendan Lage, your Simon up to say. Caller number something less than 100. At 877-365-3636. That's how they were running today.
Very good.
Hi, Buzz.
Finally, a judge in Roanoke, Virginia's ordered a defendant to stop acting like a baby, literally. The man wants the judge to give him probation so he can get help for his diaper fetish. He's told the court he gets sexual pleasure from dressing and acting like a baby.
I love it.
He's pleading guilty to charges he broke into a neighbor's apartment where he was found wearing a diaper and a Tweety Bird bib.
I'm turgid.
F you, white trash. The judge has ordered a psychological evaluation. Court records show the man has a history of this behavior. They say he's also been caught wearing diapers after breaking into daycare centers after hours. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry, we're out of time. Anybody else notice that weird hum?
It's my board.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, there it's gone. There it's back. Yeah, that's a weird hum that is Buzz Burbank, everybody. Hum. I want to thank the Dish Network today for the $1,000 we gave away. Dish Network, the system Mike and I are getting. Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months. Free installation. Call 800-333-DISH. Tomorrow, when we come to you live from the RV as we drive around the Beltway and give away money, that's courtesy of Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. And I have one more commercial to read, but heck, I'm not reading it. This one, I'm ad-libbing.
Yeah, well, this, you're not reading anything.
Annandale.
Oh, he's going to give it his own. What are you doing? You started with Annandale.
Excuse me, I lost my place.
All right.
Annandale. Hi, this is Don Geronimo, inviting you to come out and see what is, in my opinion, the greatest band of all time.
Thank you.
Kraft. Rare. Live appearance at Main Street USA in Annandale, Virginia.
Very much so.
This Saturday night.
Saturday night, everyone.
Come out. And you can sit at my table.
There it is.
Yeah.
See you.
Right. See you there.
Yeah, I'm going to. There'll be a fresh one every day for you.
I think they actually made it all the way to the number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike. I am caller, not 100.
No, you are caller 100.
Beautiful.
Screen their ass off. They made 100 callers happen, and you're the winner. What's your name, my friend?
Scott.
Where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Beautiful. Radio station KSFN. That's our station in Las Vegas. And you won the American 2 prize pack. Don't miss the unrated version of American Pie 2. You're going to love this. It premieres on pay-per-view March 1st, available on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. Thank you for this thing in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
We have got to go. See you tomorrow with a new episode. A big announcement about the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The big RV show tomorrow. Yes. And we'll get to rating the women tomorrow.
All right.
And good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Can you? Would you? I don't know. It's a race. It's a race. I'll do it if you do it first.
I will.
All right. Be kind, Rob. Yeah, and throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it.
Oh!
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Who we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.